Blog Talk Radio.
This the place to come where we all can address the issues, debating different topics, bring friends and family with you. You can say what you want, speak whatever you feel. When Nizzy Nay and Tay in the building,
it's what?
It's real.
Talk Radio.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to It's Real Talk Radio. The crew is in the building. I am your boy, Tay Real.
I am Nizzy Nay.
It's Misbehave.
It's Mr. Baby Sarge.
Sarge is in the building. Hey, Sarge, I didn't go live. We was kind of nervous. It was like, it was getting close. I'm like, oh, man, let me find out Sarge ain't going to make it.
Hey, man, I had to go handle some business in the latrine. It was something heavy.
Ew.
Just
TMI.
Hey, man, we appreciate you making sure you made it on time because the clock was ticking. I'm like, oh, man, this looks like it's going to be one of those nights. I'm sitting there scrambling. I had such a long week, and it was crazy. I've been scrambling the whole day in the middle of a studio session. I had to stop and get ready for the show and all over the place, back and forth, up and down the steps. It's crazy, man. But we scramble, we ramble, but, you know, we got together, and here we are for tonight's show, which is Barbie's Part 2. Now, Part 1 was last year, myself and Nizzy Nay. It was one of our higher view shows. We was talking about Barbie's, talking about, I think it's pretty self-explanatory, talking about females who like to just kind of just come out all dolled up, basically. Foundation and all that other stuff that guys like myself doesn't like, you know, just being made up. And it was a good show. It had some good numbers, and we decided to do a part two. But this time, we're talking about injections and implants, breast implants and butt injections. Now, that's a very interesting discussion. A lot of guys like it. A lot of guys are into it. A lot of guys don't like it. Me, myself, I'm a guy that's more for, like, the natural beauty. But before, y'all got to excuse me, I'm out of breath. I told y'all, first of all, I'm out of shape. Second of all, I was running up and down the steps. I'm trying to, like, not hyperventilate over here.
Oh, my God.
But we also, before we get into tonight's topic, we have a guest by the name of Shelby Raw, who is an artist, a rap artist, or an MC, and also a radio personality. And, Nizzy, do we have Shelby on yet?
I think so. We'll see.
Where's she at?
If you see a number you don't recognize, it's probably Shelby.
Yeah, she's on.
Hello.
Miss Shelby Raw, welcome to It's Real Talk Radio. Now, let's get one thing straight real quick, because a lot of people get it misconstrued. There are a lot of Real Talk Radios out there, so we are It's Real Talk Radio. And we are actually rivaling against anybody who calls themselves Real Talk Radio, because we feel like we're better than them. We are It's Real Talk Radio. And anybody that claims the Real Talk Radio name, then they can come out.
They better watch their back. Yeah, they need to watch their back.
We gunning for them. You know what I mean? Like, this, we take this name to a new height, and that's how it's going down. So remember, you're on It's Real Talk Radio. And all the
I'm not mad at that. Thank you guys for having me on.
No doubt, man. No doubt. I checked out your show. I checked out your show when the homie Stan Stunner from the Underground was on there. And it was very, very entertaining. And I already knew about your name, you know, because I'm a person that goes to street legal quite often. So I already heard of you, but, you know, recently with you getting the show and all of that, like, you know, I've really got to get more in touch with you as, you know what I mean, with all your movements, especially your music. And,
so what did you think?
I really do think that you do a good job. That's the reason why I invited you on the show.
Well, I'm not mad at that. I appreciate you taking the time to listen. I know there's a lot of, you know, online radio stations popping up, and there's a lot of shows going on. So for anybody to take the time to listen to Cool Energy, I definitely appreciate it.
No doubt, man. And, you know, you're joining us for the first half of the show, talking about tonight's topic. And before we do that, I want to ask you a few questions to, just to get the listeners in tune with the people, for the people who don't know, in tune with Shelby Raw.
Sure. I'm
so
an open
first,
book.
So first, just let the people know a little about Shelby Raw. Like, who is Shelby Raw?
Who is Shelby Raw? Well, if you just take my name at first, my name actually breaks down to a sentence, and it's Shelby Raw.
Right.
Yeah, but I wanted it to still be a name, something that's easy to remember, something that's catchy. So that's why I turned it into Shelby Raw.
Okay.
You know, I'm an MC. I started rhyming probably back in 2004. I mean, like most females, I started off by, you know, writing poetry and short stories and, you know, creative writing and things like that. When I went to Morgan, that's actually how I came to Baltimore, because I'm originally from Boston. When I went to Morgan, you know, I met a bunch of guys that were actually rapping, and how I got started is they needed a female voice. So, I mean, I knew nothing about counting bars, writing rhymes, and nothing like that, but they just needed a female voice in the studio. So I went into the studio, laid some vocals down, and they was like, man, your voice is, like, tight. Like, you should try to write something. See if you like writing. Like, you could probably do this. So that's kind of how I got my start.
And from there, just the rest was history. It just was all natural after that, huh?
Yeah, it definitely was. I mean, I fell in love with it. I love recording. I absolutely fell in love with being on a stage and connecting with people. I like doing interviews. I mean, everything about the music industry, although it can be very stressful, I'm sure you guys are getting a feel for that, you know, having to interview different artists and things like that. It can be stressful, but it's fun. I love it. I couldn't see myself doing anything else, and, I mean, kind of the rest is history. I made sure that not only did I perfect my craft, but I wanted to also have a serious grind. That's what I thought was kind of lacking from, you know, a lot of the artists that I was observing. Like, they were talented, but they weren't really grinding. They weren't pushing their music. I wasn't seeing interviews about them. They weren't performing. So I kind of incorporated all of that so that I could be the full package.
I hear that.
Right.
I hear that. And that leads to my next question, because I was going to ask you, what influenced you to pursue a career as both an MC and a radio personality? And I see that, you know, obviously you got influenced by being asked to do hooks and stuff like that and be a part of the music, and it naturally just grew from there. But what about being a radio personality? How did that influence come about?
Well, I'm not going to lie to you. I mean, you're not going to be young forever. And as much as I love music, you know, I can do music forever. I can be creative, and, you know, it's nothing to go in the studio and record. But as far as, like, you know, I was in my early 20s when I first started. Now I'm 31. So you just start to look at things realistically and say, you know, what else can I do that could be a career that I could enjoy that brings me the same enjoyment as music? And the most closely related thing is, like, you know, hosting. You're still kind of performing. You're still entertaining people. You still have to be very creative. You still have to be witty. You have to stay on top of your vocabulary and current events. So I find them to be too closely related kind of I don't want to say jobs, but I'll say career paths.
Okay.
Yeah, no doubt. I definitely feel that. And let the people know about your show, Cool Energy. Like, what is Cool Energy? What is it about? And, like, how did it come about you getting that show? And, you know, what can people expect when they listen to Cool Energy?
Well, Cool Energy is a group of individuals, and we're all very different. We all come from different backgrounds, different educational backgrounds, different hobbies. But what we have in common is we all love music, and we all are very opinionated. So it's myself, Jay Honey, Talal, who is another artist as well, Mistress Beats, who is a producer, and Q, the sports guru. So that's us. That's the whole Cool Energy crew. And basically what we focus on is, you know, current events, controversial topics. There's nothing off limits, but our goal is to kind of, I would say, like, bridge the righteous and the ratchet. Like, we keep it real. You know, we keep it real. We have fun. We say things that are really off the cuff with no filter. But we definitely try to enlighten people, you know, educate them on certain things so that there's a balance. It can't always be fun. You know what I mean? So we try to strike that balance.
Yeah, definitely. No doubt. It sounds similar to our show. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, as far as, like, the idea, the concept of, like, a number of hosts coming together discussing debatable, controversial topics, trending topics, things that people are talking about and are relevant to what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, as I look through, you know, you all's archives, I'm like, oh, we have, like, you know, some similar topics that we're discussing. And I think it's cool that you guys have, you know, a big panel so it could be different opinions and different perspectives.
And boy, is there ever.
Yeah, it is. You got myself, Tay Real. You got Nizzy Nay. So when you see that name on Facebook, Tay Real, Nizzy Nay, it is two of us. That's mostly me talking to you. But
okay.
Nizzy Nay, that's my partner in crime, because I know people like, Tay Real, Nizzy Nay, what do that mean? I'm Tay Real, Nizzy Nay, she's on here too. She's actually engineering the show also.
Oh, that's dope.
And we got Misbehave, she's the wild one. You don't know what she's going to say out her mouth. She's the crazy,
what's
loony
up, what's
one.
Up?
And then you got Sarge, she laid back. He kind of like the PIMP of the clique.
You know,
already
know,
kinda
know
give it
you
to
know,
you
man.
Smooth, you know what I mean? And we just all blend together. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We like we're Voltron, you know what I mean?
I wanted to ask you, I wanted to ask you, you said how you got into doing talk radio, but who was musically, you know, inspires you?
Oh, I love this question because I always get to give a creative answer. It's probably not going to be anybody that people are expecting. Now, don't get me wrong. I love, you know, pioneers like Nas, Jay-Z. Obviously, you know, they've influenced the culture.
Right.
But when I think about, like, style and kind of what I respect in music, I'm going to go with the females first. I was a big DeBrat fan when I was growing up. I mean,
yeah.
To the point that I would do my hair like her, try to memorize her raps. Yeah, for real. Like, she was ill. She could keep up with the guys, and I respected that. I
mm-hmm.
also was a fan of Shauna because
yeah.
not only is...
Shauna was ill.
Shauna can, she can get on a track and hold her own with guys, and I like that. She has a flow, not just lyrics, but she flows with the beat, and I respect that a lot.
Real aggressive on the beat, too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she definitely
yeah,
is
definitely.
Aggressive, but when you see her, she can still be sexy.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah,
you
no
know,
doubt.
I'm definitely a fan of being able to be on a track with guys and hold your own and be aggressive, but still... You know, being sexy and being ladylike, you know, giving them something
right.
to look at.
There's two okay. sides. Maybe
yeah,
more.
Definitely.
Yeah, no oh, doubt. Wasn't the Brat, she hit some type of milestone. Like, she was the first female rapper to go platinum or something, right?
She was.
I think so.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was.
Yep. And I couldn't believe that when I found that out because I was like, MC Light wasn't the first one?
No,
I know,
none of
right?
them went platinum. She was.
Funkified.
Funkified. I wrote my first rap to Funkified. I still remember it to this day. That's the first time
Let's
I ever wrote a rap with the Funky
I was
Five.
Just about to say that. Let's hear it.
Oh, no, that's old news. That's the archive. That's me as like a teenager. No way.
Come on, you might inspire me, Tay.
No, not happening. Y'all not world starring me. No.
Oh, you such a poor sport.
Definitely not. But
well, guys, we actually have a caller.
We have a caller already? Hold on. Can we finish the interview first? Let's finish the interview first. Caller, whoever you are, bear with us. We'll definitely get to you. And for anybody else that's on, if you're listening, if you're really interested in getting in on a conversation, just press 1 to notify Miss Nizzy Nay so she can bring you on.
Yeah, we got a few on.
Yeah, hey, listen, Shelby Ross like a star. Like, if Shelby Ross comes in the building, if Shelby Ross comes in the building, some people are going to follow, because Shelby Ross just, she's an MC, meaning master of ceremony, meaning she demands attention. Like,
that's right.
Shelby is in the building.
Let them through. I want to talk to them.
Yeah.
I want to see what they want to talk about.
Okay, so before we can get to the call, there's one thing I got to ask of you.
Okay.
We want to hear some bars real quick. Now, we do have a
song.
We do have a song to that you're going to definitely be airing on our break. But we want to hear some bars, like some live bars, because I heard what you can do, and I was like, yeah, you know what? We're just gonna bust it in the head, like, yeah, let's just hear something real quick.
Here we go. So let me get this straight. We put you on the spot, and you say we can't world star you. But
right,
you going to try to world star me, though.
Now, recent, they talking about something for me back in 97 when I ain't even know hardly if I was still wet behind the ears. I ain't know if I was going or coming. You know, that's totally different.
Well, how about this?
I will
make
him
a deal.
Some bars after we talk to a few people.
Oh,
I need
okay,
a little bit of motivation.
Butterflies? Some butterflies from Mr. Shelby? Some butterflies?
Nah,
from
I need a little bit of motivation. I'm going to rap about whatever it is we talk about.
Oh,
keep
okay.
It interesting.
A lot of freestyle?
Hey, all right,
free.
Then let's talk about me then. Let's talk about me then.
Oh, goodness.
Go ahead, Nizzy. Go ahead, bring the caller on.
All right, caller, you're on the air.
Announce that area code so at least they know who you're talking to.
Well, 443. Sorry.
What's going on, Blog Talk Radio?
That sounds like Talel.
Nah. Tay, Rail, what up, baby?
Is that
Shelby? Oh, goodness.
Oh, y'all going to guess who it is. It's Shelby
Ross.
My favorite rapper.
Hold on,
my favorite rapper.
Well, my bad,
and I
bro.
Had to call it. I had to call it. You're my
that's
favorite Stunner? Rapper.
That's the homie Stunner
bro.
Over there?
Hell yeah, you know what it is.
Stunner in the building.
What's up?
Oh, hey, boo.
Listen, y'all doing a wonderful job. I just wanted to call and tell y'all that. I'm tuned in. I'm logged in every night that y'all talking. I'm listening. Keep it
oh,
up, Tay.
Awesome.
You already know that's Street
that's
Legal.
Great.
That's Street Legal Radio. It's Real Talk Radio collab. Been in effect, Stunner. You know, we was talking about that months ago.
Oh,
when
right.
Street Legal Radio first
won.
Started popping. Yeah, we've been family. We've been love all day. You already know.
But listen, I'm not going to stay long because there's other people trying to call in. But Shelby Rowe, we love you. I love your music. I'm your biggest fan.
I know you are, baby. I love you, too. Oh, how sweet.
Now, Stunner, before you go, Shelby Ross says she needs some motivation to spit some bars. You want to hear those live bars. Motivate her.
I just gave her some right there when I called her and told her she was my favorite rapper.
Oh, I'm your favorite rapper? You need to say that louder.
You my favorite rapper.
All right.
Now I'm ready to hear those bars.
Nizzy
Good
Nay.
Looking, Stunner.
And the rest
you know,
of the
you can call through. You're welcome to come through anytime. You already know what it is. Street Legal Radio. Shout out to Street Legal Radio, the whole movement.
All right. Hey, yo, we having a day party at Club Oxygen, the 26th, 4 to 8.
Oh, yeah? All right. That's what it is.
All right.
Hey, hit me up after the show, man.
Okay.
Yeah, bet. Stunner in the building. Hey, Nizzy, give my man Stunner a round of applause, man. That's my homie right there.
Oh, my goodness. He don't need one.
Let me tell y'all something. Nizzy may be engineering, right? Like, I have to literally ask Nizzy Nay to do the effects because she hates effects. Like, I'm like, you're the engineer, Nizzy. We literally go back and forth about this. But at least she was on point. And,
anyway.
Yeah, Shelby, there goes your motivation.
All right. Y'all going to pull me out my comfort zone. But y'all done showed me so much love. Y'all is about to get an exclusive. Super exclusive, because I definitely don't ever freestyle at all.
Oh, I feel special now.
Oh, yes, and you should. I don't even know you, and I like you. I know that's right.
Like
all right, so let's make this interesting. So we got Tay Real, we got Nizzy Nay, we got Stan Stunner, who said I'm his favorite rapper. Throw something else out.
We got Misbehave, and then we got Sarge. Sarge the P-I-M-P.
Sarge the P-I-M-P. All right, cool. So it's Real Talk Radio, and you know your girl be on it. Tay Real and Nizzy Nay, Shelby Raw, I'm about to flaunt it. Misbehave, can't forget you, you chilling in the cut. Stan Stunner called up, said I'm his number one. Sarge, the P-I-M-P, I don't know. You might have to let me see. y'all got me over here acting silly.
Hey, that's what's up. You know what? You ain't even, hey, man, we heard it. That was live on the spot. That's dope right there.
I think we need another round of applause.
Yeah, Nizzy, Nay, I'm going to kill you.
You're going to kill me.
Y'all got me over here all out of my comfort zone. Shelby is not a freestyler. Shelby's an artist that sits down and writes and conducts songs. But for y'all, I tried.
It was all love. Like, it ain't had to be a freestyle, but the fact that you did that just makes it even doper. Like, to just do that on the spot like that, that's definitely dope. You know?
Hey, I want to ask you something, Shelby. Shelby Raw?
Yes, babe.
I want to ask you, I write poetry, too, and I sing a little bit. But I always want to figure out, like, how I can get my poems and turn them into songs because I can't write music. I can't figure it out. How did you do that?
Well, if you can write poetry, you already have the basics of writing a song down because, you know, most poetry does rhyme. So all you would really need to do is get, like, a simple beat that's kind of slow and just try to say your poem on the beat.
Okay.
Like, that's what I would do. Like, get comfortable just saying it on beat. Because that's really the only difference from, like, writing poetry and writing rhymes. I mean, you have to, you know how to count bars and everything, but that will come. Like somebody else who raps can teach you that.
But I'm not a rapper though. I'm a singer.
She wants to sing.
Oh,
so you want to sing the
sing,
poem?
We got to hear you sing.
I want to hear you sing though.
I got a cold.
See, might be one of those studio singers. Throw some auto.
Well, if you was a real singer, it wouldn't matter.
Throw some reverb up on there.
I'm not a real singer, though. I'm a flawed singer.
Well, you have a cute talking voice, so that must mean your singing voice must sound a little sexy.
I try. It's a little deep, you know. I like being called sexy. Are you sexy, too?
Oh, I pride myself on being sexy.
I think we get along just fine.
Okay.
But I ain't going to sing for you, though.
All right. You'll sing for me later when we're not on air.
That, all right, I'll do that.
Okay.
We got the world
no
out.
So y'all had other questions for me?
Well, you know, with that said, you know what? Man, you bless us with the on-the-spot freestyle. With that being said, we can go ahead and get into this topic. And, you know, we're going to have you on with us, you know, until break time. So we want to go ahead and get into this topic. Man, where do we start? Implants and injections, the part two to Barbies. Me personally, let me start it. Me personally, I'm a person that just likes, like, natural beauty. Now, there's certain things that can fly with me. Like, if you want to get braids or something like that, that's cool. You know, that's not really your hair most of the time, but that's cool. Like, I can deal with that. It's just certain lines that just, it starts to become a turnoff for me. And when you got to go get something surgically done or something injected into you, that is definitely the line for me. Listen, I don't even really like fake nails. I don't like fake eyelashes.
What?
I think females who wear fake eyelashes look like trainees. So I'm not with the fake stuff. I'm not with the fake stuff. I like natural beauty. I don't like foundation.
I hear what you're saying.
But the injections and the implants is another beast. That's elementary compared to that stuff. And I'm not feeling it. I can't get with it.
I don't know. Let's start first with the eyelashes and the nails, though.
The nails are ridiculous.
The nails, yeah. I mean, they're not necessary. You can get a nice manicure and your hands will look perfectly fine and done up. So I kind of agree with that. However, eyelashes, I think that you're just looking at females that don't do it right or they're too crazy with it that it looks ridiculous.
It's too long.
Yeah, like if you're going overboard, yeah, it's going to look crazy. But there's a way to do it if you get your makeup done professionally. It's only going to
enhance. But what about those girls that do it on an everyday basis, though? That they go into the grocery store and think they got to have fake eyelashes on.
Yeah, I can't get with that. I mean, if I'm doing any type of thing to enhance how I look, it's because I have a photo shoot or a performance. Like, it's something special that I'm doing.
Those are times when it's appropriate.
Yeah.
Nah,
I don't know about them chicks that do it every day.
Come on, man. You can't just be showing up at your grocery store looking like you just rolled out of bed. Don't nobody want to see that. You got to look like something sometimes.
Yeah,
not
but
like,
you don't need no fake lashes to do that.
You got
some high standards, don't you, sir?
I really do. I mean, I don't want you to come out. Look, you represent me everywhere you go.
I would hate to be your woman.
Everywhere you go, you
hell yeah.
I'm talking about. Come on, you can't.
Yeah, but y'all
you
men have all these standards, and y'all be coming outside looking like who shot Sally, and it don't matter.
Exactly.
When does that occur?
Exactly.
Because all the time we get labeled as being thirsty, so we come outside, we looking at least a little bit presentable.
Ashy. No, I done seen guys come out, y'all have on y'all sweats, y'all just don't want a pair of sneakers and a T-shirt. Y'all are not getting all dressed up to go to the store or, you know, go buy some groceries, so why do you expect us to look that way?
I mean, was the hairbrush, though?
My hair always looks good, so we not talking about me.
Well, you're talking about me because my hair is a wreck. My hair, I've got naturally curly hair, and it's really thick. And it's really frizzy, and if I don't strap that shit down or put mad product in it, it's a wreck. And I will throw on a ball cap, pull my hair in a bun, and walk out of here quick as at a heartbeat.
See, but little baseball caps can be cute, too.
Yeah, I like that.
That can be cute, too. Oh, well, my fans are going crazy on Facebook saying they're trying to call in.
Damn, see, that's Shelby Ross, Shelby Diva.
Wow. That's because I like to interact with people. Like, I'm down to earth. Like, I don't think I'm better than nobody. I mean, I do, but
yeah, I mean,
I try to keep it humble.
I'm going to say she's right down to earth. Like, I just, me and Shelby Raw never, like, hung out in real life. Like, this was all Facebook inbox. I'm like, hey, you want to come on the show? Sure. She just open to it. She just, like, she's
then,
really down to earth.
The chat room is crazy, too, honestly. The chat room is
Shelby,
crazy, too.
Yeah, Shelby is good. She good people, man.
She's
a star. You're witnessing the power right now. Like, she got
well,
some
let's bring
got
the
some
caller good. On, guys.
We got another caller?
Yeah. Caller 443, you're on the air.
443? On the air right
yes.
now?
Yes.
Hey, this is Jay Honey. What's going on,
hey,
y'all?
Hey, Jay Honey.
Representing the Cool Energy Show. I'm tuned in. Y'all doing a great job. I'm loving the show so far.
Jay Honey, yeah, one of the hosts from the Cool Energy Show. That's what's up. Thanks definitely for calling in. Do you have an opinion on implants, breast implants,
yeah.
butt injections? You got an opinion? Let's hear it.
I mean, ooh. I see that y'all are really getting on the ladies because you're saying breast and butt implants. Men get implants, too. Y'all want to hit on that?
What type of implants?
Yeah, they
do. Don't
hit on that.
Say it.
Did he say
yeah.
type of implants, though?
I guess there's only one kind of implant I could think of. But I haven't heard. Like, I heard of it, but it ain't the talk of the town like implants and injections are. Like,
it's getting there.
No guys
it's
that,
growing right now.
It's getting there.
It's growing.
That's because the girls don't have as much of a, we don't get on y'all as much as y'all think about us. You know, we're not all in your face like, you need to do this, you need to look like this, you need to look like that.
I mean,
but
picture two guys, right, and he tell his homeboy, like, yeah, you know what, yo? They sitting there smoking. He's like, yo, you know what?
Right.
I've been thinking about getting a penis implant. Like, what? He look at you like, what? Hold up, yo, you playing? Like, yo, you high, man. Like, let me check your blood real quick. Nah, your weave is laced. You can't, guys ain't going to really talk about no stuff like that. Like, but it's okay for females. Discuss stuff like that. You know, we live
yeah,
in a
but
double,
men be getting it on the
world.
Down low.
They
no
do.
Man is going to admit they had
look
it.
Look gay. You know what I mean? Like, that's just face it. Like, so I guess if a guy did it, you wouldn't know because they ain't going to really talk about it. Guys don't discuss their private parts.
It ain't
going
to be shown like
it's
anywhere
happening.
They go.
It's happening,
that you
want to
get a penile
right
implant.
Yeah,
when you say you
want to
get a penis implant, then everybody knows your shit is small. Okay.
Like, that's like an automatic confession.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, you need to see
I'm
a psychiatrist.
Y'all
like,
beating up on the ladies a lot. It's going on. It's a black market thing right now. It's booming right now. Google it, y'all.
I'll pass. I'm good. I'll pass. I'll take your word for
Thanks,
it.
Y'all. Like, let me go ahead and let y'all get to y'all show. Cool Energy representing. Go ahead, Shelby. When can we hear that Shelby Rock music?
Oh,
oh
that's
yeah,
right,
during
Jay.
The break. During the break.
Yeah, all right, I'm going to stay tuned in.
All right, thanks for calling.
Thanks, Jay.
Peace, y'all.
No doubt. Shelby Raw getting a lot of love. Hey, listen, y'all, when I go on another show, y'all better be calling up, supporting, representing too, God dang it. I want love like that. I want
call
y'all better
call
on
like
every show I go on. Y'all better be calling up. Like, shout out to Israel Talk Radio. For real.
That's right. No, you know what, Tay? You said that. Tay, you said that no other implants for men, but you know, men now are getting those implants in their chest, not like the women
yep.
that are soft, but
mm-hmm.
they're like hard implants
yeah,
to make them seem
that.
Like they have pecs
to make
them have
yes.
muscles.
That's stupid, though, because
you can
easily
see them in their calves too.
Yep.
Well, I mean, the recent ones
oh, yeah.
out in Brazil, where you know a couple of people are dying from. It's that synthol gel that they putting in, and it's
mm-hmm.
it looks good for maybe, 2 months, and then you got to get more shots. But
yep.
when a man does it, he like a bodybuilder. And if he
yeah.
does it in his pants, you can't see it. A woman does it for attention. And I think that's where the worst part comes up. And that's why we see
oh,
how we
so,
do fast.
So men not doing it for attention?
Well, how much attention you going to get from, I mean, that's between you and your girl. She going to know.
Yeah, but. You want to feel like a man. If your shit is small, you trying to feel like a man. So it is for the woman.
Right.
What you going to do? You're going to walk out. You're going to walk out with the Johnson out. You're just going to, you can't just walk around like that.
No,
like,
I'm sure if he pays all that money to get an enhancement, he probably might start to.
He's going to rock out with his cock out.
That sounds painful.
Yeah,
he's
going to walk
lie.
Out like that. But you should see your ass.
That sounds painful to me. Like, I pass. Like, you're not. I would rather it just not work anymore than somebody go down there messing around down there, mess around, and my joint just be turning purple or something. Like, no, I'm good. Everything be having side effects nowadays, too.
I mean, you think about it.
I'm good.
You got to get the shot in, too.
If you get that done, and what if something goes wrong? You're done.
Right.
All of a sudden, you start having kidney problems or something. You're just, man, I'm good.
I'm not talking about kidney problems. I'm calling dick problems. Nothing will come up no more. It just be laying there sad.
Or it's like
some
funny looking stuff start oozing out of it or something. I can only imagine.
Ooh.
See, I'm not even going to mess with an enhanced penis. Like, I don't know what the side effects might be.
That's crazy. Hey, Shelby, let me ask you this. If you're dating a guy and it's going good, right, but y'all didn't have sex yet, and right before y'all have sex, it's about to get on and pop, and it's getting hot and wild, and right before it's about to go down, he's like, hey, I want to tell you something. And you're like, what? And he's like, I don't know what it's called. I'm just say penis implant because I don't know the freaking name of it. Not something I'm interested in, but he tells you
it's
that.
Called a penile implant.
A penile implant?
A penile implant, yeah.
Wow. Oh. Well, yeah, that. And he tells you he got that procedure done. Would you still feel comfortable with him entering you?
I'm going to tell you right now. That was so respectful. Thank you, sweetheart, entering you.
Oh, I know how to switch
what
it
did
up.
Come out of a romance novel?
I could go from 0 to 60 back down to 20.
No, I appreciate the respectful introduction. Honestly, that's going to kill the mood for me right then and there because I'm going to be, like, wanting to ask so many questions. Like, what does it mean? Like, do it leak? Like, he's probably going to go soft because I'm going to be, like, confused wanting to know everything.
Man, he's going to pull it out then.
And then I'm going to be like, well, how much is really yours? And how much is this?
You ain't going to ask all them questions.
In all reality, no man is going to tell a woman that.
Right. They would keep that a secret.
That's
Because then you're going to be asking, why did you get it done?
Right.
You got to be proud of yours.
Like, what was wrong? Why did you have to get it done?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to automatically think he had a pinky dick before that.
Yeah. I like to call it a cigarette.
A cigarette. See, I'm giving them a little bit more credit. I said a pinky.
What about the girls that, you know, get breast implants, you know, got D's, but then they like, damn, I got to get bigger titties now.
Right.
You know, take
double
up titties ain't big enough.
H's and K's and all that.
I'll be honest. I can kind of understand maybe breast implants because you can't go to the gym and work out and get breasts. Like, it's like either you're born with them or you're not. Like, a butt, if you don't have one, you can go do squats. You can work out in the gym and get a defined ass if you work out for it. But titties, you either are born with them or you have some kids and they grow by default.
Mm. Yep.
But that's it. They're natural and that's it. So if you don't have them, the only way you can get them is to get implants.
But
that's at a rational size, a reasonable size.
Right.
Not these women out there with the K's and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if your girlfriend got K's, you're going to want some K's.
Nuh-uh, because them K's going to be wearing down your back.
Some people don't worry about back.
Like, I think it looks so unattractive when women have boobs that big.
Mm-hmm.
I think it looks
and
terrible.
And then the skinniest girls that have them, too. They'd be so tiny, and then they got these huge, ginormous things.
Yeah, shout out to Hollywood.
Don't.
That's where it's really popping at, for real. But it's like,
I mean,
as a female, as a female star, like if you're in Hollywood, it's like you got to do something to stay relevant. Y'all see Halle Berry, considered one of the sexiest women alive, got breast implants. I'm like, why? Like, you're Halle Berry. You good. Why
I didn't know that.
Why is they the same?
Halle's had a little bit of work, not just her breast. She's had some work on her nose. She's had some work.
That's just whack. I mean, your stock drops with me tremendously when you go get all this stuff done to you, all these surgeries and I don't like that stuff. Like, same thing with Lil' Kim, man. Like, that actually hurt my feelings because I was such a Lil' Kim fan.
She's an extreme, though.
She's a female Michael Jackson.
She is, but, like, why, man? Lil' Kim was an attractive female before all that, back in the days with Biggie. Everybody wanted a piece of Lil' Kim. She didn't need to do all that stuff.
She wasn't happy with herself.
First stage of cosmetic.
You know?
Wait.
And we're gonna talk about that later, too, Shelby.
Okay.
That's because, you know, talk about the people that keep doing more stuff and think that, that they look bad, but they don't. It's just crazy.
Yeah, that's like that Michael Jackson syndrome. Like, you just keep getting work done. I mean, a lot of plastic surgeons will say that. Like, it's dangerous because once you do one thing, you know, then you start looking at another piece of your body and, oh, well, I can fix that. And you start trying to play God. Like,
I got that too.
You want another one and
you
another one.
You end up looking like a monster in the end.
Right.
Yeah.
Too much.
Meanwhile,
the people with the Botox, too. I mean, the Botox is off the charts. Everybody's getting
it
Botox.
Really is.
People that are like 22 years old getting Botox.
Wow,
no,
I didn't know people still doing that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, people are getting Botox, even kids that are like, you know, 18, 19, 20 years old, getting Botox for their wrinkles. They don't even have a wrinkle yet. Why are you doing that? It just makes you look, it just makes your face look bloated. I don't get it. I mean, it's like, why do you feel the need to get something, fix something? There's nothing's wrong there. And that's when it comes to, like, body dysmorphia is what it's called. You know, people who look in the mirror and they see something that's not really there. They see flaws and things wrong with them that looks bad and, you know, and they take it to a whole nother level. They obsess about it. And these are a lot of the people that's getting these multiple surgeries. You know, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong. And until it spirals out of control.
Mm-hmm. And then you don't even recognize yourself anymore. Like, you went in there trying to fix one thing, and then that leads to another and another.
Yeah. They're never going to be happy.
Didn't Kanye West's mom die from cosmetic surgery?
She did.
Yep. She died under the knife while she was asleep.
After a certain age, it's like, what's somebody's baby?
That's my nephew, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay, I was like, hold on, somebody, I didn't know what was going on. I never heard a child.
No, you were about to yell at me, Tay, weren't you?
I was about,
Tay was about to yell at me.
I thought we had this, like, taken care of, like, come on.
I'm sorry, he just came over my house. His mother
dropped off and dashed on me. As long as one of my hosts doing it. As long as one of my hosts.
Is that a baby?
I'm like, hold up. Misbehave all your news. Hey, it's not me.
Not me. No worries, it's not me.
But what I was saying is that, like, after a certain age, it's considered not stage. Like, when you're, like, in your 50s and all of that, like, surgeries become a lot more risky. And you still have women still trying to be sexy, the Halle Berrys of the world and others. I'm pretty sure most of the females in Hollywood that are still relevant that are in their mid-40s or better have been getting some type of work to stay relevant because females
have
an extreme amount of pressure to stay relevant in Hollywood.
Vivica Fox said it. She came out and said it. Like, I need to compete. I'm getting older. I don't want to play somebody's grandma or their mother. So I need to be able to compete with these young girls so I get this work.
But she got it done, and it's obvious that she's had it done.
I'm not a fan either.
It's like
I'm
you look at her and you just say, something ain't quite right there.
Right.
You know, there's something weird about her face now.
We're talking about a lot of people that have, you know, some obvious work, but there are people in Hollywood that are not so obvious and they actually look good.
Yeah.
Queen Latifah is one of them.
Queen Latifah got work? I thought she just worked out, lost weight, and that was it.
See? No, she did lose weight. But she has had a little bit of work to her face. She's had a breast reduction as well.
Ooh, I don't like that.
No,
like,
but she did it the right way.
Don't hate because y'all didn't know until I said something.
Yeah, I know. I mean,
I don't look
I
at Queen Latifah
yeah,
like that.
That's
no
more
way.
Acceptable. That's definitely more acceptable if I ain't even know when I look.
Right.
That,
right.
And you know what, Shelby? I got to get your opinion on this. This is the infamous question. Like, this is the question of questions to ask. Do you think Nicki Minaj's butt is fake?
Oh, come on. Without a fucking doubt. Like,
nope.
without a fucking doubt.
But she, from my understanding, she never, people say she admitted it. I haven't heard, show me, let me hear the recording.
I've never heard her admit it. I've always heard her kind of just, you know, ignore
laugh
the question. Yeah, like she laughs it off, she ignores it, she changes the subject. Now, what
right.
I'm going to say about Nicki is, yes, her butt's fucking fake as hell. However, I ain't mad at her. I'm not mad at her. It looks good on her. She wears it well. It's a part of her marketing scheme. Do you?
Right.
Thank you.
Right. People so convinced that her butt is. I know I've seen it before.
It
African
is
bitches, but listen,
come on, though. Like, that ain't no homegrown ass. That is manufactured.
Just from, like, getting on Depo and getting back shots. I've seen girls, but
no, you have not seen a girl go from having no ass at all to all the ass in the world. You don't see that.
You'd be surprised.
And not it especially, but you're talking about somebody on Depo or something like that, more than just their ass is spreading.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, that's true when it comes to Depo. That's true, like their face and all that. You know, that's true. But I've seen girls go, most of the time you see it in other places too, but... this may sound naive for the people that really think her butt is fake, but I give her the benefit of the doubt. I need more evidence. I'm a person.
No, you're only saying that because it'll break your little heart for her to have a fake ass. You want
to
keep liking.
Well, I don't listen to her music, but I'm just saying.
It's because you don't like.
People just attack the female that's popular and popping. Like, everybody's like Beyonce,
right.
Can't sing, or Beyonce didn't want Kelly to shine. Whoever's on top at the moment, they're going to get dogged out. Usually, that's how it goes. Like,
but Tay,
but if you
didn't
see
you
her
say,
before
did,
and after,
I've seen it.
There's no way
didn't
her
you,
butt could grow that big.
I'm not
going to
say that's
no
impossible. I'm not going to say that's impossible.
There's no way. She would
she's
have to gain weight.
I don't know, man. Maybe it is fake. I'm not saying it's not fake, but I just need facts. I'm not totally convinced until I see facts.
You know why you like that?
I've seen girls
bust
get big before.
You said
he's like that because he wants to keep worshiping her ass, and it'll kill his fantasy to admit that he doesn't like.
You said you don't like girls that had stuff done, and you like Nicki Minaj, and that's messing with your head.
I don't be listening to her music, but I think that you know she can be dope when she want to be when she ain't on that.
I'm a fan. I love Nicki.
But
she
got a fake butt.
Man, that butt real.
No, let me tell you something, Shelby. Let me tell you something. You said you like Nicki, right?
I love her. She's a dope
I'm not
going to
lie. If Nicki, if we're going strictly based on talent and not as far as looks, then if she's on, you should be on too. Because I heard your music. And if she's
thank
on baseball
you,
talent, you should be on too. Like, I'm not going to lie.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Like,
that's
Nicki
that's
is
a
good,
huge
but
compliment.
I know females in the hood that got better bars than Nicki. But I'm not knocking her.
Nicki sucks.
But her sex appeal plays
she
a big
sucks.
Role in her success.
Oh,
you
yeah, know. She sucks.
Nicki is a brand.
She
I don't know.
Nicki
first
is
heard
a brand.
I hate her.
My first heard
Nicki is
I
a brand.
Like she,
but
she
Nicki
on
got
now,
bars too, though. Like, let's not forget.
She
came
she
up on the mixtape circuit. She wasn't always pop.
Yeah, so
she
that's
crossed
what I'm saying.
Over, but
she
started on mixtapes. You know, like she had bars.
Yeah,
and
she will take it there. She's got balls to be different, not like the cookie cutter.
Female
MC.
I don't know how different she is. She got a lot of her style from Lil' Kim.
Yes,
there's
nothing new under the sun. I do agree with that.
No, but I will say this. Nicki is not strictly just rap. She's got a broader spectrum of music that
she
does.
Definitely.
And
definitely.
And Lil' Kim did not.
Definitely.
That's
Lil' Kim.
I'm not fully going to agree with that.
I do believe that Nicki has done more with it.
Right.
And definitely has more commercial success. However, if you look at Lil' Kim's overall discography and over her career, she's done almost everything that Nicki has done also. She's been on a pop record. She's been Grammy nominated. She's done pop type of records and been featured on West Indian type records. She's done the West Indian type flow. She's done almost everything that Nicki has done also.
Well, like I said, Nicki has not commercially. It must not have been commercially is all that it is. See, I didn't know that.
Nicki's
you're absolutely right. Nicki has been far more commercially successful, and that's why people are more familiar with the things that she's done. Let's keep it real. Like, some of the things that Lil' Kim started, they didn't catch on as much. You know, as many people didn't see it. They didn't know.
Nicki
elevated it.
Lil' Kim came out with the best
rapper alive.
That's
because today's society is more geared to the urban lifestyle. You know, they're all into hip-hop. Everybody, I mean, white, black, Asian, Spanish, all of that. And it's really popular for the kids growing up. So that's why I think it's more popular now, because they're more open to it, and that's, like, the trend right now.
I mean, I see them as being the same. They're being at the same, because Nicki came out with Wayne, which at this point in time, Wayne is one of the most popular rappers out. And when Lil' Kim came out, she came out with Biggie, and nobody was messing with Biggie besides Pac. So it's like, I see them as being the same, but I do see Nicki's range is a lot wider than Lil' Kim's ever will be. You can put a cap on Kim.
But that's because Biggie wasn't around. You see, Lil' Kim changed after Biggie died. After Biggie died,
not right away. It's still took a while.
Not so much right away, but she did change. Because, you know, when Lil' Kim first came out, she was hardcore. She wasn't like no Nicki Minaj.
Because Biggie scored her, man. Biggie molded her, man.
She was molded by the best rapper.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I give them both credit.
I don't like Nicki. I just don't like Nicki. I just don't like her.
Stop hating that booty. Don't hate the booty.
She's not really representing a real female rapper.
Representing
all herself. The ones back in the day, and it's like, I just don't
but
like
just
her.
Just because she's not hardcore and raw with it doesn't mean she's not representing. She's representing herself.
Not even necessarily hardcore, because the Brat wasn't always hardcore, but I loved her.
She was like a tomboy.
She had breast implants, too.
She was a boy.
But
she
had
breast implants, too. I remember when she was, hey, Shelby, you're a Brat fan. What did she say when that video, I got two something for your mouth or something?
two kitties for your mouth.
She did.
Yeah, she came up with that video and she was showing off her new breasts.
Yeah,
but I thought
she said, I got two big old titties for your mouth.
But
I remember
I was surprised because I thought the Brat was like a lesbian. Like, I didn't know she would.
Oh, no.
I guess a lesbian still want to be attracted to all females.
That's because of the way she dressed. When she came out, she was all this tomboy and shit. And then
celebrity? Celebrity Fit Club, I seen her on
that. Oh, yeah, I saw her on that.
Yeah, she was on
there. She had, like, some underwear on or whatever they have on when they take the picture.
Yeah,
she
had on
Bobby Brie. I didn't know the Brat was fat until I saw. I was like, damn, she actually kind of fat.
That's
because
she always wore baggy clothes.
I was like, damn.
Baggy clothes.
It's like, damn, Brat, I hear that.
For
the longest time. For the longest time, I did not know she was Lisa Rae's sister. Like, I really did not know
that. Oh, nobody knew that.
Nobody.
For the longest time.
Just heard that.
Lisa Rae is irritating to me. I can't stand her. She talk about somebody who thinks she's better than somebody. Did you see her?
She definitely does.
that show she had on, that reality show? I mean,
being Lisa Rae or something like that.
Oh, my God. She thinks she is the shit. It's like, oh, my God. And then I couldn't believe it. Why would you want to show people that?
You know, like, some people really don't think about how they come across. Like, they're not thinking about how stupid that shit looks when they do it.
And she looked like she was trying to make herself more important than she was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she just was boosting everything up.
But you know what? There's probably a lot of guys that fed her ego like that.
Sure.
Right.
Absolutely.
Made her
ever since,
like that.
Ever since Players Club.
You ain't see, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. Her stock went up tremendously after that. I'm not even going to lie. Her stock went up tremendously after that.
Diamond?
Yeah,
no, really,
and then her
stock really
dropped.
I really ain't really know much about Lisa Ray until the Players Club.
Nobody knew about
nothing,
her
nothing.
Really.
I think nobody did.
Movie.
She didn't do nothing before
yeah,
the
Yeah, I think that's
Club.
The Ice Cube put out on because I didn't even know Ice Cube wrote that movie.
Yeah.
She was like, to me, she just was like a one-hit wonder.
Ice Cube
I can't stand her.
Well, she managed to keep her name relevant. We sit here talking about her right now in 2014. How long ago was the Players Club?
The only reason we're
right.
talking about 95. Her is because her sister is DeBrat. That's the only reason we're talking about
I don't
about
know. She
said
something
just got out of jail,
didn't
she?
Yeah, DeBrat was locked up.
Didn't she just get out of jail?
I don't know. But it was about taxes or something, right?
Yeah,
I don't know why.
Got like the same
I don't
thing.
Know, yeah.
Man, you talking
hey,
about
hey,
DeBrat?
Hey, Jay, I know Jay Styles
yeah.
listening.
Yeah.
Jay, find out why DeBrat was locked up.
DeBrat was locked up because she hit a chick over the head with a bottle in a club.
Oh
that
damn.
Yep.
Gangster.
That's right.
Okay, Brad. With them double D's or whatever she got.
She go big.
Yeah, no, she could have smacked the girl in the head with her titty and probably would have knocked her out.
Knocked the dead out.
Yeah, I know she probably regretting that, though. She got to pay that girl $6
million.
Yeah,
wow. Where
did
Brad get $6 million from?
I have no idea.
She probably writing songs or something, but I don't see. It's
she ain't
going to
get it from Lisa Ray.
I don't even know if Lisa Ray got $6 million right now.
Hell no, she got $6 million.
To catch Lisa Ray now, you got to like get one of those independent movies. You got to go on Netflix and watch, go to the independent section.
Well, she has a show.
You know what I mean?
She actually has a show.
Get married to,
vomit.
Yeah, she has the show Single Ladies, but that just got canceled, too.
Damn.
Exactly.
Oh, really?
Ouch. Mm-hmm.
Ouch.
Exactly.
But I wanna
just like her reality show
Ray.
Got canceled.
I want to ask one thing about Lisa Ray. Is Lisa Ray a Barbie? Meaning, does she have anything fake about her? She's
absolutely.
Still considered a sexy woman. What's fake on Lisa Ray? I want
to
know.
I
she
think
definitely
that,
has had some work done to her face. No doubt.
Yes. I
no
think
doubt about
work
it.
Done
she's
to
had some work done
her nose.
Yeah, I feel like at the very least she keeps up with Botox or something.
Yeah. Somebody as vain as she is, definitely.
Man,
speaking of stars that have implants
man.
And stuff like that, did y'all hear this story about, I say it's about 6 months ago, about what's that girl's name off of Love and Hip Hop, the singer that's got that song about raising a man?
Kay Michelle.
Did you hear about this story that came out that she was at a show in New York City and it was an outside
one
show?
One of her implants.
Freezing. Yeah, and they had her butt. Became frozen solid. She couldn't move it at all, and they had to take her to the hospital and get her butt implants removed until they unthawed. Have you heard this?
No,
I did
hear
a story about that. I didn't know the specifics about the thawing out, but
yeah, they said that it froze and that it was you know bad for her system, her health. She had to get emergency. Had them emergently taken out until they thawed out, and then they put them back in. Isn't that ridiculous?
Oh,
the
I just pulled up. I just pulled up the story on Google.
Okay.
And it does say K. Michelle hospitalized after butt implants reached freezing temperature.
Told you.
What?
Oh, I knew there was some butt implants on her. She's too short for that.
That's crazy
you.
Because Kay Michelle is, first, I mean, she's her name is definitely popping in the industry right now. I know you're probably kicking out close to 100,000 or maybe more for a Kay Michelle hook right now. You're kicking out some bread for that because her name got stopped. But,
damn,
so
that song, too.
That's the first thing I noticed. I'm not going to lie to y'all.
Oh, my God. It literally says she went to twerk and her ass stood completely still. That's when you knew something wasn't right.
Oh,
that is crazy.
Damn.
That's crazy. is this confirmed by a reliable source, though? Because you got a lot of people online.
I don't know. This is
it looks like a blog,
but when I pulled it up, it was in a magazine. Stories.
I read it in a magazine. I didn't see it online.
Wow.
I read it in a magazine.
I don't think you read a magazine ain't true necessarily true neither, but
no, it's
that's
not.
Crazy,
especially
though.
The magazines
like,
I read.
I wonder if that's really true, because that's crazy. I mean, the first time I seen her, the first thing I noticed was her butt. I was like, who is that? First, I thought it was Kelly Rowland. I don't know why, but for some reason, I thought it was Kelly Rowland.
Well, she at least
gave
the show is honest about her work, though.
Where did Kelly get all that from?
She admits that she has work.
She admits that she had...
Yeah, she admitted it on Love & Hip Hop. She didn't admit that her butt implants froze, but she admitted that she got work. She admitted that she got new teeth. She got a butt, and then there was something else she mentioned.
But that's one of the types that she can't get away with.
The interview that I read, her assistant was the one who was giving the interview about it, about when she had her butt implants frozen.
Wow.
How does that even happen? I mean, what are they made of?
I don't know.
Does anybody know?
I don't know. Is it silicone? Or that's when it's the brat. I don't know. I don't know. Don't get me lying to you. I don't know.
Something that can freeze.
Right. I guess so.
Hey, oh Shelby, God. Would you ever get butt injections?
Never.
Or breast implants?
And I could definitely use them, but I would never do anything like that. I would just hit up the gym. I will buy pants that give the illusion that I have an ass.
Yoga pants.
I will do all of that.
Yeah.
You can buy butt pads.
Yoga pants.
I was just
going to
ask that. What about
no,
the butt
I'm not,
pads?
I wouldn't buy butt pads either. All you got to do is get jeans that got pockets on the back.
Oh, yeah. That's how it works. That's the trick.
That is
how
not
the hell does pockets make you look like you got a fat butt?
I'm telling you, it helps.
Pocket. The bigger your ass look, the smaller the pocket.
Yep.
The smaller the pocket.
The smaller the pocket, the bigger your ass look.
You might
no pocket. I personally think that it's females need that self-esteem a lot more than men. Like, females need to feel sexy. Like, a guy cannot be considered a sex symbol, a very desired guy, and it's okay. But a female
as long
needs
as
to
his
feel like guys want
desirable.
A female needs to feel like they need to be wanted. I know this because when I'm out and about, females turn around, and 2014, this still happens. This has been going on since the 90s. A female will walk past and turn around and see if I'm looking at her butt. Like, she wants to see if I looked at her butt. Like, she'll do that little stir to the corner of her eyes, the little technique y'all got, Shelby. You know what I'm talking about. You probably do it, too.
I work my titties. I don't have a butt, so I wouldn't be doing it.
You turn around to see if you're looking at some titties.
Me too.
I do it. I even yelled out at a guy. I said, I know you're looking at me. And he's like, yeah, I was looking. I got you. I was like, all right, good looking.
Listen, Shelby.
Yeah.
Nizzy Nate is like a huge flirt. Like, I brought Nizzy Nate to Street Legal Radio.
Uh-huh.
Holy crap. She was sitting there flirting with everybody in a building.
I was not.
Well,
I
the men up there, they hooligans.
Stunner,
so they going to be at us.
Hey,
I was
Shelby,
my best Stunner, here.
Look, Stunner, LT, freaking
please,
Lou.
Please don't tell me about Stan Stunner. That's my work husband. I don't need to hear that about him.
Lou, I'm not done. What, Mark Kai, do I need to continue? Like, she was just like, hey, everybody, look at this. Y'all want to see me make my butt clap? Come on, Nizzy, calm down, man. You're supposed to be representing the movement. God damn. Hold up. Mark 2 is going to be on the show in the second half of the show.
I'm in a room with a whole bunch of
Mark
men.
It is hot as hell in there.
So
you
just
take off all
your
clothes, right? It's hot in here. Take off all your clothes, right? That's how I go, right?
I did not take off any of my clothes. I was on my best behavior.
You were not behaving well. Like, you were like,
I was
like kind of embarrassed. Dude, what's the
rapper, hey,
Shelby, what's the rapper dude name, the heavy set dude? I can't, there's so many people being street legal. I can't, Nizzy, hey, what's the name of the dude that was trying to rap to you the whole time, even during the interview?
Nookie Johnson.
Yes.
Oh, you
like
was up
that.
There that day?
She got this dude so excited. This dude started like, I ain't going to go there. ain't gonna go there. I think, yeah, I'm gonna just stop right there.
At that time, I didn't even do anything. At that time, I didn't even do anything. I was just sitting there.
But
and
you
was
like,
he was like, you want Instagram me?
Like,
we got Facebook.
Holy crap.
There's nothing wrong with flirting, no. The guys up there flirt all the time. So it's
man,
nice
listen,
for a female to
listen,
come up
I
there.
Wish my woman would come somewhere around a bunch of men and be flirting.
Let me see your woman.
Down to Rihanna part two.
Is she your woman?
Girl, like, you would disrespect me like that? Oh, no.
Nizzy.
Mm-mm.
Nizzy Nay.
Yeah.
Nizzy Nay. Did
yeah.
you really make your booty clap up in there?
No, I did
Stunner.
Not.
As Stunner will confirm, I don't know how many times she's been doing it. But Stunner,
not
came, I wish Stunner was on right now so he can confirm this.
Tell him
so
call
I
call
bent
back,
over
Stunner.
And did that? I bent over and did that? Did I do
oh,
that?
Oh, so but you did it without bending over. That's what you're saying? You did it,
I
but
think,
you didn't bend
I
over?
Think Nizzy
do
Nizzy
it.
Would, I think Nizzy
well,
Nay would get butt implants and breast implants if she could. Like, if she had the money just for the attention. Just to raise
Whatever.
Her stock. And then marry yeah, some yeah. rich white guy.
Yeah,
I
hate
it. I can just see her
you
doing that. I just see it.
Nizzy Nay, you see how he's talking shit about you? That's exactly what he did to me last week. Last week he just said, well, maybe somebody like you done had 8 abortions. Remember that? Oh, I
Whoa.
Did.
Ooh.
Hey, you know the only reason why my name is Tay Real is I keeps
for.
It real. I keeps it 100. That's
no,
that
ain't 100. That's,
stuff.
That's real
I
different.
That's how I felt at the moment. You know what I mean?
That's some
what
bullshit.
I said. Hey, you just defended abortions. You was defending
when,
it
when
like
you
it was
least
cool
expect it, Mr. Real, when you least expect it, I got
you. Are you coming for me?
Oh, yeah.
I better watch my back, huh?
You better watch your back and your front.
Because
I will
good.
Not
I
forget that. You should be. I told you they called me the Black Widow.
Yeah, you
got to
watch out for
them
white girls,
you.
Though. Hey, them white girls, they be crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I ain't trying to get shanked up, man.
All right, then. So you better
slow
your
roll. You going to protect me?
You're going to really need an implant then.
No, Shelby's my girl now. She ain't going to protect you.
I'm staying out of it. Not with them abortion
Shelby, know
you're
wrong.
Talking about.
I
ain't even
going
to go there because it's going to turn into the abortion part two show. So I'm not even going to comment. I'm not even going to
you can comment about me. There's
I'm
nothing
not.
You can comment except
I'm
you made
not
up.
I'm not even going to go there because, you know, Lizzie Nay will tell you, like, once it comes to that, that's a whole nother topic. I go off for 2 hours. I don't even need no co-host. Mm. I'll go off for 2 hours by myself talking about that.
Yes, he will. Trust me. Don't try it.
She over there booty clapping
and talking. I'm just saying, watch your back, because I got
I'm waiting.
Sound like
I'm
threats.
Waiting. I'm waiting. I'm like a bat catcher.
No,
I'm right there.
I'm not
going to
do it when you're waiting. I'm not going to do it when you're waiting. It's going to be when you least expect it.
Okay.
Oh my goodness.
I look forward to it. I definitely look forward to it. But hey, you know what else I look forward to? I look forward
what?
To Shelby. Am I invited to come on your show?
You definitely are.
But I want to come when you're there because I understand that you commute, so you're not there all the time. I want to come when you're there.
Hey! How you letting out my secrets?
oh! I wasn't supposed to say that.
Look, no. Look,
you got to respect the fact that you know that I actually listen and pay attention because I couldn't know this if I didn't listen. I
That's
listen
see how
you
call you
out
your name?
Like, all your hosts do a great job. I just want to be there when you're there, so I want you to be there, too. And, you know what I mean?
So he can flirt with you.
Nah, I just want to, you know, nah, they just do have a good show. Hey, I'm well-behaved.
Well,
I was
learned
on the underground
that,
before.
So as long as
I was
you
on the underground before. I actually engineered the underground a few times. But I'm well behaved. I'm not
always well behaved though.
Well
Ooh.
Okay. That's cool because you know what? I think
he's blushing right now.
I heard the show when Stunner was on there.
Mm-hmm.
So I know
uh-huh.
how Shelby is. And it's cool. Because I'm time enough, so it's all good.
I'm
time enough. I'm not some guy who's just going to have me sitting there blushing intimidated. Like, I'm bringing the thunder. So
I might catch you off guard, though. You might like what I'm
good.
Saying
hey, listen,
a whole lot.
You know, I does this, too. You're a rapper slash radio host, and I'm a rapper slash radio host, too. You probably didn't even know I rap, did you?
No, I didn't.
Right. And I actually got bars too. We might have to do a collaboration one day. You can ask Stunna about me. Me and Stunna actually used to be rap partners back in the day. Ask him about his
idea. Jesus. Oh,
yeah.
Jesus.
And ask Stunna who gave him the name, Stan Stunna. Ask him who gave him that name.
Also, you're the one I should be mad at.
Oh, I should. Why? Why is that?
Nah, I'm just joking.
Yeah, created a monster. And, yeah, definitely look forward to, you know, maybe one day coming through there, chopping it up. Maybe I can get Nizzy Nizzy coming to town.
Yeah,
and,
that'll be dope. Y'all definitely got to stop by.
Yeah, I hear what
nice
y'all do. I'm not going to lie. I think y'all are a little more gully than we are. But that's cool. Because I heard.
Why would you say that?
Y'all are no holes barred. Like, when y'all go in, y'all go in. Like, if that show was censored, you wouldn't even be able to. But I respect it because y'all keep it real, and I keep it real. That's why I'm Tay Real. You know what I mean? And that's why it's Real Talk Radio, because we keep it real. So I respect that all day. Like, when you listen to that show, you're going to get the realness. Ain't nothing fake or scripted about it. And that's where.
Thank you so much.
That's
I
the
appreciate
type of show
I you
wanna
saying
be
that.
A real, you know what I mean? Just straight tell it how it is. So I respect that, man.
Well, we'll definitely have you on.
Yeah, definitely. We'll work that out. And I appreciate you coming on, chopping it up with us. It's about that time to go in a break. But definitely appreciate you coming on, man. And you know,
well,
you
thanks for having me. I definitely want to just, you know, plug the cool energy.
I was about to say, definitely leave your shout-outs and let them know what it is.
I will definitely do that.
What's your page? You got a page on Facebook?
I definitely do. You can hit me up on all social media sites, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. My name is always the same, Shelby Raw, S-H-E-L-L-B-E-R-A-W. So I'm real easy to find. Type it in Google if you forget it. I'm the only one that'll come up. As far as cool energy, right now we are on Street Legal Radio. So it's real convenient to tune in and listen to us, streetlegalradio.com, or you can go to the Google Play Store and download the free app. We come on every Sunday from 5 to 7 p.m., and you can hit us up at coolenergyonline.com. We have videos. Sometimes we have the audio from our shows as well, so you can get caught up and hear what we do.
Awesome.
So shout out to the Cool Energy crew, Jay Honey, Talal, Mistress Beats, Q the Sports Guru. Definitely got to shout out Stan Stunna for listening and calling in, the whole Street Legal fam.
Definitely,
and,
man. And all them other shows, feel free to leave a plug-in for them other shows under the Street Legal Radio movement, too.
Well, yeah, we definitely got...
There's so many.
Yeah, we're definitely, you know, growing... By the moment, it seems like, you know, there's Tuesday Night Live. They come on from 7 and 9. Obviously, Thursday is the Underground with Stan Stunna and LT from 5 to 8. Then on Sunday, you have Cool Energy. And right after us, you have You Heard 'Em from 7 and 9. So, you know, lots of great talent. Make sure you tune in and hear what we're trying to do. You know, big shout out to y'all at It's Real Radio. Real Talk Radio for having us on and, you know, reaching out and showing love. Like, I definitely appreciate that. Some people like to keep their fan base to themselves and not really reach out. And, you know, I appreciate y'all hitting me up and inviting me to come on the show.
No doubt.
Well, I'm glad you came. It's been fun.
Thank you.
It's definitely all love. And before you go, we're going to announce the songs for the break because we got our new rotation, which is the April rotation. But we want you to announce your song, which is going to be the fourth song, and that's the last song that will play before break. So I'm going to announce these other songs,
okay.
And you can announce your song last.
Cool.
So we got Blast Off by the homie J. Caddy. That's one of my favorite songs. Hey, Shelby, I want you to stay on to hear these songs during the break because there's going to be some dope songs played.
Okay.
I want you to check out these songs. We got Blast Off by J. Caddy. As far as, like, independent artists, that's one of my favorite songs that I heard from an independent artist. So that's the reason why I was definitely willing to put his song on for the break. So shout out to the homie J. Caddy with the Blast Off. It's the first song. It's dope. Then we got the homie Jates and Shelby Raw. I'm sure you know Jates.
Yeah, I'm a fan.
Yeah, Jates. We got Jates with Tell It. Shout out to the homie Jates. And Jace, you're listening, you know we got to definitely chop it up, some things to talk about. But, yeah, Tell It by Jace. Then we got number three, which is Myra, which is by Tay Real. So you can hear me rap.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah, you get to, you know.
Hey, that's a good song. That's one of my favorite songs by Tay.
Yeah, Nicki
okay.
Minaj is big on that song. It's definitely, it's something to make you think. I definitely want you to check it
yes.
out.
Yes.
Cool. I'll make sure I check it out so I can hear what you're working with.
No
and
doubt.
And the fourth song is I'm On It by yours truly, Shelby Raw. This is actually my first recorded song after a six-year hiatus, so I'm sure you can hear my hunger. You know, it's me basically telling my fans that I'm back, letting the naysayers know they can shut the fuck up and listen.
I hear that, no doubt. And also, when we come back from break, we're going to have J Styles Approved, which is a new segment that'll be airing every Monday when we come back from break. So shout out to J Styles, who is our program director, by the way. Shout out to her. And, you know, I look forward to hearing that debut. And with that being said, it's break time. And thank everybody for listening, who's been listening and tuning in. You know, and catch us every Monday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You too, Shelby. It's been a pleasure having you on. Keep in touch.
Thank you so much.
You know what I mean?
I will
and, it's been a pleasure. And, guys, we will see you guys at the break. Once again, you are listening to It's Real Talk Radio with the host. One more time, y'all. Let them know who we are. I am Tay Real.
I am Nizzy Name.
It's Mr. Hay.
Mr. Baby. Solid.
It's Real Talk Radio. We will see you guys at the break.
Working, I live and I learn. I always gotta stay focused, I don't wanna get burned. I don't live for fucking nothing, I don't do it for free. I gotta slow down, this life's too fast for me. One day, you will fucking see. Life is painted like a picture perfect from a glance. I'ma make it worth it, I can see it when you dance. I feel good, you feel good, that's all that matters. This ain't a game like snakes and fucking ladders. We go up, sometimes we going down. I wanna see a smile and never see a frown. I could be a king, I could wear the crown. You could be my queen, I will never fool around. Even when I go rolling through the town. You know how I ballin' while I'm fucking round. You know how I spit, this is how I make the sound. This is how I get down. Making money, I make it to burn. So if you got questions, don't get too concerned. I got a million reasons to keep doing what I'm doing. I got a life and I'm living in my dreams. I keep pursuing, rolling through this whole neighborhood on my path. Thinking of my goals and how it went by so fast. Now it's all about the cash, all about the bottle. Now just take the time and pour it on the model. I'ma live a life that you could only dream. We know I ain't alone, I did it with my team. I'm going out to party, paparazzi, you see. Going platinum, going gold, I'm a G. I'ma live a life that you could only dream. We know I know I ain't alone. I did it with my team. I'm going out to party, paparazzi, you see. Going platinum, going gold, I'm going on MTV.
You can have everything and still have nothing.
Can you believe
that even your wildest dreams can make you a break out?
I went through a lot, paying attention in the movies, enjoying up plot, bridges, life, living in line. These are our homeboys taking your spot. Talk about connection, yeah, I'm connected. Dream team, then you'll be on in a second. We was like cool like a baby. Kids it like tickets so they wouldn't disrespect it. Put in work, didn't get a dime. Raise it neither, we was like fine. We was like brothers, helping out each other. The homeboys started just outright lying. A lot of bad muffin and the other co-signing. Talk about Jane White now with his life. Saying no to my girl. But you my friend, right? Got the nerve to ask you for help. Cause your beats ain't coming out as good as you felt. Everything around you is turning to hell. Masturbation, you did it to yourself. Word on the streets, you said you need to stay away from it. It sounds like fear, and tell me why, homie. What happened to the day and all? The way the game is, I knew you wouldn't get far. So I'ma go and tell it. Go and tell it. The game ain't with the same, homie. The game ain't with the same. So I'ma go and tell it. Go and tell it. Game ain't with a steam, homie. Game ain't with a steam, with a chain like
smoking, cheaping, creeping,
with a chain like game phony. To get something free, use to act like your homie. Talking like they got you, the whole tiny plot. Saying they need something, same time, name dropping. To convince you to get down with the scene. Cold world, no money, but a dollar in a dream. Pussycat knowledge, just lying in the scene. Bunch of real niggas with fake niggas fiends. Preacher, fifth grade teacher. I was taught to share, but they left me needy. I was taught to care, but they left me heated. Hotter than a furnace on a cold winter evening. When I was starving, they was on Facebook eating. When I was blown, they was in Atlanta, cheaping. Never showed up, set up several meetings. To pay me what he said he would. Bad, but it's never good. It's okay, but go around, come back. And trust a real nigga, let him sign in the contract. And trust any nigga that say you're real nigga. Cause if you're real nigga, he ain't even gotta say that. Real nigga say word. Real nigga say true. The Bible says don't argue with fools. Cause from a distance you can't tell who was who. So I'ma go and get tell it. Go and get tell it. The game ain't with the same hoes. The game ain't with the same. So I'ma go and get tell it. Go and get tell it. Game ain't with a stream, homie. The game ain't with a stream, with a stream like
smoking, cheating, freezing,
with a stream like
got a story to share with y'all. I think a lot of y'all can relate to it. It's about a lady named Myra. Listen, there was this female named Myra, good grades, got her a scholarship, popular on the weekend, see other ladies beside her. Had a nice frame and a booty like young Tyra, the sweetest of apple cider, her bestie was Lil Kaya. Now Kaya influence was bad cause she wasn't happy, bitter towards men cause she grew up without a daddy. You tell her all men ain't evil, a fast mess, she had call up all her ladies and started a fast. But Myra was different, she remind you more than does, the way she graced you with presents like she was sent from above. Conversing with anybody and she'll embrace you with hers. Got one problem though, she always fought for them thugs. One night her and the girls decide they hit the club, debated on which one and ended up going to love. Dude just trying to holler but Myra just wouldn't budge. Her eyes was locked on somebody, told his name was Bugs. Myra, I feel for you baby, we understand. You a good girl, it ain't your fault, it's out your hands. I know you had it rough with the drama that you've been facing. Just remember other ladies in similar situations. Myra, I feel for you baby, we understand. You a good girl, it ain't your fault, it's out your hands. I know you had it rough with the drama that you've been facing. Just remember other ladies in similar situations. Myra, I feel for you baby, we understand. You a good girl, it ain't your fault, it's out your hands. I know you had it rough with the drama that you've been facing. Just remember other ladies in similar situations. Now, after formally being introduced to each other, they hit it right off and eventually became lovers. Everything was cool, Myra had been in school, had a baby girl with Buzz on the side, the name of Jules. But truthfully, behind closed doors, Myra had a bad Buzz, had a jealousy issue, always getting mad. Myra was no pushover though, she wasn't sitting back, she would stand for what she believed, and ended up getting tagged. Use the juice for leverage, one of his greatest tactics. Kaya told her leave him or she might leave in the casket. With the papers up, getting one of the finished classes. Struggle with finish, and now she go for a master's. In Bud's mind, a woman should be a housewife, have dinner ready and listen, not live her own life. Try controlling the cutting, I made him uptight. Now he fussing, cussing and punching every night. Your fault, it's out your hands. I know you had it rough with the drama that you've been facing. Just remember other ladies in similar situations. Myra, I feel for you baby, we understand. You a good girl, but that's your fault, it's out your hands. I know you had it rough with the drama that you've been facing. Just remember other ladies in similar situations. Myra, I feel for you baby, we understand. You a good girl, but that's your fault, it's out your hands. I know you had it rough with the drama that you've been facing. Just remember other ladies in similar situations. Myra was chillin' with Kaya when at the noon, had jewels in her arms when all you heard was a boom. Buzz at the door as he in it, straight buggin'. Liquor on his breath, I admire like she's disgusting. Started from the slam, Jules started to cry. Kaya looked at him and said, how you deal with this guy? With the raise his hand, Kaya said, don't even try. They both jumped in the gutter, straight black in his eye. One night spit the bone, Myra would hit his phone. Answer with an attitude, say I see you when I be home. Myra say Jules wanna see you, they get hung up on. Coming back 3 days later, on the break of dawn. One morning she got a call from a lady, say I'm from the health department, we need to see you, it's urgent. Made her way down there thinking, where will it stop? Mess around with Buzz is exactly what she got. Myra, I feel for you baby, we understand. You a good girl, but ain't your fault, it's out your hands. I know you had it rough with the drama that you've been facing. Just remember other ladies in similar situations. Myra, I feel for you baby, we understand. You a good girl, but ain't your fault, it's out your hands. I know you had it rough with the drama that you've been facing. Just remember other ladies in similar situations.
I never lack. Took time to cool off, but you rap links so whack. Clap now in session, feeling so I gotta teach ya. How to keep motherfucking buzz. 7 years with no features. I'm making moves and pay my dues. No time for all of you leeches. I'm courtside, front row, you bitches filling up breaches. I done gave you chicks a lane, and you don't know how to cruise it. 7 years out this game, and still this bitch ain't losing. It's shells, Miss Raw, hard to the core, good God. Stop my grind for a dude, hell to the motherfucking nah. I'm stunting, you see that, it's nothing to react. Feelin' so you the truth, huh? Sorry, bum bitch, I be that. Been on my own, making my dough, traveling the globe.
I did that.
Half a road, yeah, Shelby's home, I'm on the throne.
I did that.
My swag, I flaunt it. Yeah, I know they want it. Been waiting on that raw, cause they know that I be on it. I'm on it, I'm on it,
on it.
You know I be on it. Chasing after that cheese in my pocket, yelling I'm hungry.
I'm on it,
I'm on it,
on it.
You know I be on it. If you rollin' with me, tell them Shelby be on it.
I'm on it,
I'm on it,
on it.
You know I be on it. Chasing after that cheese in my pocket, yelling I want it.
I'm on it,
I'm on it,
on it.
You know I be on it. Bitches ain't seeing me, so I'm yelling back, who want it?
I'm on it,
I'm on it,
on it.
You know I be on it. These chicks rap songs sound like shit unless I'm on it. They tryna live a lifestyle that these bitches know I started. From this moment on forth, every ball getting retarded. I'm crazy with the flow, this is how I go. You never see raw bitch flipping with the dough. Status on star, big titties in a bra every day going hard, that's the only thing I know.
Raw.
Instead of trying to mimic what you can't, how about getting on my team and let me ride us to the bank? We'll be riding like the gas, never leaving from the tank. So much money on our mind, we'll be riding with a shrink. Showing love to the haters, we gon' need them at the end. Cause all the money we'll be getting cause of them. First we stack it, then we spin. Dropping jewels, dropping gems. That's the shit that I'm known for. What I'm known for is bringing me in. My swag, I flaunt it. Yeah, I know they want it. Been waiting on that raw, cause they know that I be on it.
I'm on it,
I'm on it,
on it.
You know I be on it. Chasing after that cheese in my pocket, yelling I'm hungry.
I'm on it,
I'm on it,
on it.
You know I be on it. If you rollin' with me, tell them Shelby be on it.
I'm on it,
I'm on it,
on it.
You know I be on it. After that cheese in my pocket, yelling I want it.
I'm on it,
I'm on it,
on it.
You know I be on it. Bitches ain't seeing me, so I'm yelling back, who want it?
Hey guys, it's Jay Styles here, and it's Real Talk Radio, and you're tuned in to Jay Styles Approved. Now, that for song rotation for April, that was Black Boss by Jay Caddy, Tell It by Jate, Myra by Tay Real, and I'm On It by Shelby Raw. So, for Jay Styles Approved, first of all, I want to say RIP to Mickey Rooney. He died. He was 93 years old today. And I read up on him a little bit. He was married 8 times. He had 9 children. If you don't know who he is, he was in The Fox and the Hound. He played Todd. And he was in Breakfast and Tiffany's. And most recently that I saw, Night at the Museum. He was a little old guy. He's a very cute little old man, too. And he's actually, his birthday is actually 2 days after mine. So he was on the 23rd of September, and I'm on the 21st. And he died yesterday, natural causes. He's, you know, he's 93. Well, while I do hope he's resting in peace, I do approve of that because he lived a very nice life. So there's that. Now, there's a zoo in Indonesia, and it's called the Sarabia Zoo. And it's, I don't know if you guys have ever seen it on your Facebook. It's probably been trending for a while on Facebook. I keep seeing it pop up on mine. But it's a zoo that charge $1 for you to go in and look at all these abused and malnutritioned animals. Like, they literally starve these animals. Like, these animals don't eat anything at all. They don't treat any diseases. and you didn't think that there was a draft. The picture said that there was a draft that said he had so much plastic in his stomach that it made up, like it basically made up the mass of a beach ball. So picture a beach ball, and that's how much plastic was in his giraffe's stomach, and they wouldn't take it out. And it, you know, that can be very dangerous to animals as well as humans. So it's estimated that 25 animals a month die from there because, you know, they're not taking care of them. So estimated 25 animals die a month. And once they do die, the animals that do die, they sell their skins and their furs for in the illegal trade of, you know, the furs and all that. They all sell those. So there's actually a petition that was signed with over 100,000 signatures. It was estimated like 3,000 signatures. And one of the reps from Sea for Life is headed to Indonesia to deliver a petition over there to get it signed up, to get it shut down. So they're doing that. So JSTOR does not approve of that zoo at all. That's horrible. I do not approve of animal abuse at all. It's disgusting to me, actually. And it's disgusting that they're only charging $1. Like, that's truly gross. So thumbs down to Indonesia for all that you're doing to those animals. And on a lighter note, JSTOR does not approve of James Franco, who you might recognize him from Spider-Man. I believe he was one of the supporting actors. He was caught trying to bag a 17-year-old Scottish girl. She was one of the fans, and she had met him recently, just out on the street, and he found her on Instagram and tried to talk to her. She was 17 years old. I believe he's 30. He's 34. He's somewhere in his early 30s, and he's trying to she's trying to get with her on Instagram. And what he didn't realize, I don't know why he didn't realize that he had, you know, Instagram has a direct message. So if you're going to do anything slimy, then do it on instant message. Don't do it out in the open because that's when you look stupid. And that's what he did. He looked stupid. But he apologized on Kelly and Michael yesterday morning and said that, you know, society, this is an example of how society can be tricky. He's a slime bag, I guess. But, you know, whatever. I don't approve of it. That's gross. And if he ever came near my 17-year-old daughter, he'd just die, and I'd go to jail. So, and last but not least, this is kind of old, but I just wanted to say something on it. Beyonce is getting a lot of flack for her half-sibling, I guess her father, after the divorce, he had a child with another woman, and Beyonce is getting a lot of flack because his child support dropped down from $12,000 to $2,400, and but for some reason, I don't know what his mother is doing with all that money, all that child support that she's getting. I don't know what she's doing with it. They're about to go to a homeless shelter, and Beyonce, everybody's mad at Beyonce because she's not supporting her half-sibling. Well, I approve of what she's doing. I approve for her. Now, I don't like Beyonce at all. Like, she's totally turned me off with the recent music that she's put out. Like, I'm totally turned off from her. And I'm not a fan of hers anymore. I don't listen. Every time a song comes on, I turn it off. Like, I'm just not a fan. But I do approve of what she's, of her standing up and saying, no, I'm not giving him any money. Because at the end of the day, she didn't make that child, so she doesn't need to give anything out. Now, if she wanted to be a good Samaritan and, you know, give his mom a job or give the boy the money or whatever, then, you know, that's a good Samaritan work. But she's, you know, she's like, this is my money. She's got her own baby to take care of. She's got her own husband to take care of. And she wants her money. It's her money. She works hard. So, Beyonce, I approve of you standing your ground. And that was JSTOR's approved. Back to you guys.
All right. So that was JSTOR's approved. Shout out to JSTOR with some very interesting topics. Some things that are trending or have been trending. Hey guys, what do you guys think? There's a number of things she discussed. the James Franco trying to talk to a 17-year-old girl. As soon as Jay brought it up, I Googled it and it came right up. Like, all
wow.
I had to do was actor tries to talk to 17-year-old girl. I ain't had to put it in his name. It's the top story on Google.
Jeez.
So, and he's a good actor. Like, if you Google it and you see his picture, you'll remember him from a number of films. Now, that's very interesting because I was looking up, like, what is it called? Statutory rape?
Yeah.
I was looking that up. This was, like, months ago. And I was looking it up, and like, a lot of states, not only
yeah,
17
no,
legal.
We did a show on that. No,
yeah,
no.
Oh, we did, didn't we? Not only is 17 legal in a lot of states, 16 is legal in a lot of states. Like, legally.
I was going to say, why are you looking up statutory rape?
No, it was interesting, because I wanted to know about, like, how the law works, because a lot of people are getting in trouble for it. You know
but
what
not
I mean?
You.
And I was like, wow, like, you know, so, but my question for you guys is, a lot of states, 17 is considered, like, you know, old enough, legal to be able to decide if you want to have sex with whoever, regardless of their age. Do you guys think that's wrong, a 34-year-old man and a 17-year-old girl? Is that wrong, or is 17 not that bad because she's right there at 18?
He could completely brainwash her at that point.
Yeah,
he's
35. Excuse me, he's 35. 35, actually.
There you go.
He could ruin her. I mean, she...
He can mold her anything he wanted to.
Yeah, exactly. He could train her at this point. It's just sick.
Shiro, he's, what, 18 years older than her? Because I ain't no mathematician, but 17 is 34. So he is old enough to be our dad. And a lot of people at 18... are having children right now, so you can really say that he's old enough to be her dad. And I don't, Sarge, what you think, Sarge? How do you feel about that?
I'm probably be on the fence with it. I mean, if you're old enough to get kicked out of your house, then you don't get kicked out of your house. You old enough to care for yourself. Well, you're gonna get brainwashed. You gonna brainwash somebody else. I mean, that's some 17-year-olds with 34-year-old minds. You know what I mean? They come out of fresh out of high school with this hustler mentality that she can go and take whatever she gonna do, and she gonna make herself hers. But just because a man's 34, she's 17. I mean, hey,
I worry about you, man.
Wait a minute. Sorry.
I'm worried. I
say a
no
prayer
around you. You might be trying
I say a prayer for Sarge tonight.
Sorry, don't you have a baby? Are you having a baby?
I'm trying to have a baby right now. We in the process. Right
oh,
now.
I'm scared.
Oh,
I'm scared for
what?
You.
Look, you can't control your child, though.
I'm scared for you and your child, and especially
you
your girlfriend.
Hell yeah.
You cannot control your child.
Yeah.
We're talking about 17. When did you move out of your house?
Go on, baby.
When did you leave your house?
I have sex with a 40-year-old.
I was 18.
It's hard.
You moved out of 18. What's 1 year?
Yeah, but I wasn't fucking a 34-year-old or 35-year-old.
We just got done talking about cougars, and we got done talking about, what was it, cougars and milfs and, you know, sugar daddies. It's about the same thing. I mean, you're talking about 1 year.
You know what? You're kind of right now.
Talking about the same thing now.
No, but see, the guy I was talking to, he was 18.
Yeah, that was that 1 year.
Yeah, I guess you're right about that.
I graduated when I was 17.
I worry about both of y'all.
It was open city after that.
No, but I wasn't sleeping with him. So I guess that makes a difference, right?
Until he was 19.
You were thinking about it, though.
All the time.
You are a creep.
I'm not a creep. He was mine.
Creep.
Hey, but listen, he lied to me about his age, so I didn't know initially.
Oh, okay. Well,
that's that makes
sense.
But
then when you found out, you told him to keep going.
No, when I found out, I still kept talking to him for a little while, but then I cut it off because he's too young.
Took a while.
Well, see, she got common sense. Common sense was not in there. So,
let's go. Yeah, it's in there somewhere.
So, like, why did age matter after that, though? You already had a relationship built. You don't have dates in. Before you knew his real age, it didn't matter. But then you found out his age, now it matter.
Yeah.
Whatever. A 34-year-old coming next to my 17-year-old, I'm killing everybody.
Man, you can tell.
But I bet you if it was a 34-year-old female coming to your 17-year-old son, it wouldn't be that as big a deal.
So,
I tell her too. My little boy in there, the 2-year-old in my room right now, yeah, I tell over that one too.
Nah, I said, go ahead.
You know it's not going to be the same, though. You know it's not going to be the
not.
Same.
It's not. It really isn't the same. It isn't.
As a mother,
and he's doing his own thing, like, then that's different. But if you're in my house and it's ill, and it's like an illegal act, I can't really sit well. That won't sit well with me. I might not go for jugglers and try to kill veins and stuff, but I might, like, I would really have a problem with it. If he's still in my house and he's 17 years old, hasn't even graduated high school yet, don't have his life together, I can't get with that. But if he's out on his own, doing his own thing, got his place, got wherever he's staying at, whatever, then, you know, I can't really say much.
As
a mother of two boys.
What was your question?
What happens if he says he's going to take care of her?
Yeah. Well, no, she says she's going to take care of him. You no longer got to play mama no more.
That's my baby.
It's okay.
If he decides, you know, I want to stay and, you know, get stuff on my own or have my mom help me out. At that point, it's his decision whether he walks out or doesn't. I would tell him straight up, I want you to get your own. I don't want you relying on some old hag who's just interested in your penis. Like, you know, I would really have to sit down and talk to him and make sure that that's something that he wants to do. You would have to make that. I can't make that decision for him. But I can definitely voice my opinion, and I strongly disagree with that.
Well, as a mother of two boys, I can tell y'all right now, if somebody tried to date my son that was that old, I would cut a bit. I don't care what he wants.
I hear that.
That sounded sincere.
I believe you because I heard the sincerity in your voice. So I can't do nothing but I respect it because that's how you feel when you're keeping it a buck. With that said, it's Jay. You did a great job. You know that Jay Styles approved. I love that addition to the show. It was great. Did a great job. Let's get back to the topic, y'all. Let's get back to the topic.
Well, actually. It's time for
we're gonna hold off a little bit. Can we go a little overtime? You down for that, Miss Behave?
I'm good.
Can you go overtime with us tonight? Cause
we're running a little behind,
but you know what I mean. We, you know, had to you know get it right, and we did. Once again, shout out to Shelby Raw. You know, came through like she's a natural. You know the.
Like on time, flat.
On time. That's like the first time ever. That's what's up.
She's
been hovering over that button for a minute.
Right. Finally, you know, she came through and she chopped it up with us. We had a great conversation, and she died. What did you guys think about that track with her rapping, the fourth song?
I like
that
it.
Right there.
Girl got skills, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's definitely.
Voice and everything.
Man, no doubt, man. And so. The topic of conversation is Barbie's Part 2, implants and injections. And before, you know what, we got to bring the homie Mark 2 on. Let's bring the homie Mark 2 on for this. Mark 2 has some things to say about this. Let's bring Mark 2 on.
What up, Mark 2?
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
Yo.
Mark 2 in the building.
Yeah, my thing about that whole situation is wild. I was reading on a, actually looking at television, whatever, and I came across a little thing about T.I.'s wife having that butt injection thing and noticing she didn't look the same as she did back in the day when she was with Escape. She looked totally different now. She looked like she could be in the face, for real.
She was hella pretty when she was in that gate.
She was. And she looks like Miss Piggy right now. She don't look to me. She don't.
Yes.
And I ain't being funny enough, but I'm being serious. I seen somebody on Facebook had a picture of her and Miss Piggy side to side, and it was like air lights for real.
It was
but
twin.
But my thing with the injection thing, I think To me, she didn't need it. She didn't have it to begin with. And I feel like if you don't have it, you're not it's not meant for you. It's not meant for you. And with her having it, it's like she could have did it, but not that much. It just looks, it don't look right. It just don't look right. I mean, she could have, you know, had it a little bit or whatever, but I think she overdid it. If you look at the pictures, if you go online and Google it and look at the pictures of her, like in a bathing suit with it, it just don't look right to me. It just looks bad.
Just has a bad surgeon.
Yeah, well, that could be it also. But I mean, some women don't need it. Some women can use a little bit. Some women don't need it. They just have it naturally. And some that don't have it really don't need it. I don't think she needed it. A lot of women in Hollywood don't need it. She just didn't need it, though, for real.
That she's had it done, it's like she almost looks, her face almost looks like she was a burn victim and had surgery.
It just looks like, I don't know, she just, oh, man, I'm sorry, I'm going to be honest. You know, I wouldn't want my woman to get that surgery or any of that. I couldn't wake up in the morning and look at her and not have a nightmare while my eyes open. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Scary.
She is very scary.
All the time.
Miss Pinky.
Yeah, I mean, but... But I mean, like, I don't know. That situation is just, it's crazy. And I was shocked to see that, you know, that I noticed some women are getting it in their lips. Mostly, like the white women getting it in their lips. And it you said very popular?
Yes.
Yeah,
I was going to have that done.
Say it again.
I really was thinking, I was going to have that done.
Okay.
And
you might have why.
Come on, Miss Pinky. You are not going to go out like that.
I'm not going to do it.
What made you want to do it?
I'm
I mean,
done.
Like.
Well, for the longest time, I wanted to do it because, like, my lips, my top lip is really small, it's really thin, and my bottom lip is really big. So, you know, I wanted to. I mean, it's not freakishly big.
It ain't like it's black people big. It's just big for white people.
Said it
right.
It's not freakishly weird looking or anything. It just looks like I'm pouting all the time.
All the time.
Oh, damn.
It's like a pretty pout.
Yeah, all the time.
Well,
it's a good thing you didn't, because I'm quite sure there are side effects to that, too.
Well, my boyfriend at the time told me, he said, don't get that done. You're going to mess up your lips. And thank God I listened to him, because since then I've seen so much stuff with women who've done that and what's happened to their face.
Right.
And I would be devastated if something happened to my face.
He would have
been
glad with it.
There's a nice picture,
though. Hold on.
Well, How long would it last, though?
Forever.
I mean, you see what happened with some of the butt injections or the butt implants. They don't last too long for them, what I'm hearing.
But these are injections.
Know.
They last forever. Because they're injections. They're not
implants. It's not implants. Like Botox.
It is like Botox.
It
makes
it look good, but it don't look good. That's all I can say.
I agree with you.
Guys, we actually have a caller. This caller is determined to come through, so let me put them on the air. Caller 678, you are on the air.
Joe.
Hey, how you doing? This is Q in Atlanta. This one. Make a suggestion for the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
okay.
Basically this. It's like what I see, and, you know, there's no perfect answer, but it's funny to me. What I see is ladies and people who have feminine thought processes in constant competition with each other, and it's causing them to not look at what is, quote-unquote, attractive to get someone necessarily, but to be hot for the moment, to be considered it for the moment. Now, you do have some people who have imbalances, just as the person on your panel spoke of, maybe one thing is bigger than the other, or one breast is bigger than the other, and you're trying to get some type of shape or whatever. That's something different. But when somebody says, okay, I'm not getting enough attention, and I'm going to do something beyond tattoos, beyond dressing different, I'm going to do something that makes people look at me.
Mm-hmm.
That's a totally different thing. And it's like it used to be where men were very, or most men were very romantic or pretended to be. And I just got finished doing a show where I said most dudes now are the nerds, squares, and insecure dudes who never got played back in the day. Now they're working out, they got a tattoo, and people are paying attention to them. But in retrospect, they don't have the conversation to give that female.
Right.
They don't have like she talked about her boyfriend. They don't have the wherewithal to necessarily say whether he a good dude or a bad dude. Be like, babe, you don't need that. You good.
Yeah.
Women need that vote of confidence. Men need that vote of confidence. It's like the feeling you get when your wife ties a tie for you before you leave out the house because she don't want what she's working with to be misrepresented. But anybody that just lets a person go out the house any old kind of way,
okay,
that's a totally different mentality. So that's just what I want to suggest.
Right.
Very well put.
Definitely. But I'll say our own thing is nothing to say after that is amen.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Church.
And you said you did a show on that. You said you did a show on that? Like you're a talk radio host?
Yeah, well, I do something called Black Manhood Lessons. And this is my way of giving back to young dudes because I also volunteer for Teen Dads of Atlanta. So my thing now, and I'm actually doing the marketing now, my thing now is I'm going to redo my blog talk and do my YouTube. And it's basically short things to make dudes realize that they don't have to be angry. They don't have to be upset at females. They just have to realize their own personal power. And romance is one of them. If you feel like you can let a bad chick miss you, and what I mean by miss you, if you don't get that bad chick on that day and you don't feel no type of way about it, that's self-empowerment for you as a dude. You don't have to hit chicks. You don't have to cheat on chicks. You get to be honest. And I think there's something lacking with dudes nowadays with the whole, I'm going to be all right, irregardless of this female.
Right.
You just got too many dudes now that put females on such a pedestal that they end up being mad at the chicks.
They feel like they got to be a player in some way so that they hurt who they don't need to hurt.
Yeah. You don't even have to be a player. You just got to be confident in you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I got, because I also do counseling. I got male clients. I tell them all the time, dude, you make more money than me. You do better than me. But the one thing you don't have over me is the ability to say no and walk away.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Got to respect that. Any man with the with the mind power to be able to do that is everybody fights temptation. A man that's able to do that, you got to respect that because this man has now gained full control over his life. Got to respect that.
But most of today's ladies call him arrogant.
Yes.
Because, that's the type of dude she can't control. That's the type of
dude she got to work
to keep. It's the same thing with a female at a female client. She says, "Well, I'm doing successful, and these men are just not interested in me." I say, "Okay, you got two problems. Number one, you're a woman, period. Aside from everything else you do, you're a woman. So, do you have your woman game on point? Because there's a VP out here running, jogging, and doing everything else. Don't think she's sitting back on the fact that she makes $200,000. So." Get your woman game up first before you start complaining about these men. And then my last point I said to her, I said, when the last time you saw a CEO marry a CEO?
Right.
Because of the life you live, and this is my last comment, because of the life you live, you need to admit to yourself that you got male colleagues that are married to secretaries.
That's
and you
true.
Understand that's what you in. So when you go home, there's a dude who might not want to hear Miss Manager. You need to know how to turn that down.
Definitely, man. That's definitely a valid point.
Oh, yeah. But that's what I want to say about implants. You just got these people nowadays, man. They, especially these young people, they just willy-nilly doing stuff. And I got a friend, he's 36, boy went and had laser surgery to get that perfect beard line. And,
oh,
you know,
wow. Oh, what?
No.
You'd
be amazed how many... You'd be amazed how many white guys got chest implants and what have you.
Oh, my goodness, wow.
The whole thing is you have no backup on your mouthpiece, so you have to work on your representative.
Yeah.
Food for thought.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely food for thought, person. Man. Hey, man, what's the information for your shows, your YouTube, everything? How can people
find
you?
Shout that out.
I'm going to catch y'all on Facebook. Right now, everything runs through my event company, Clean Classy, QLEANQLASSY, Clean Classy, Yahoo, Facebook, all that. But I'm working on my pages right now as we speak. So connect with that. I already hit y'all on the follow. But I just want to throw that little little poetic statement in just to try to mix up the conversation that, you know, these people are hurt people, man. It's like if dudes were more about who they was, chicks wouldn't even do it. But because dudes are so shallow in their pimping or they mm-hmm. player or their yeah. leadership or their vision, then that's going to cause a chick to get out here and be like, somebody pay me attention. But, you know, if you mess up your body young, it catches up with you when you get old. That's what the chicks don't understand.
Yeah,
definitely.
I mean, I see it both ways, too, though. We are weaker as men, but at the same time, I still believe in, you know, the woman still runs the world, but they run it on another level. You know, they run it just how the women are these days. Like, everybody seems to have booty shots and, you know, the Tigo is getting bigger. I mean, everything's getting bigger. I mean, from basketball players all the way to cheerleaders to, you know, booty and videos. I mean, it's what you see is now what appeals to you instead of what you hear. Just like in a music game where you thought, like, you know, lyrics was way deeper, you know, in the 80s and 90s than it is right now because you all focus on what you see, not what
sure.
you hear.
But I want to share with you on that thought pattern that's because we're trying to shout down the strong man. Notice every genre you just spoke of. Anytime somebody strong and male comes along, they get shouted down, shouted out, or ostracized. The days of the Tupac that guy came
exactly.
to the industry and everybody in here is fake. When you noticed Tupac was around, you didn't even notice half the rappers who's rapping now because Tupac would put them on blast. And anybody that comes out with that type of thing, now we're trying to say that they're too strong. And your last point on ladies is that, yeah, I love ladies, but here's the thing. Longevity-wise, we're not seeing the fruit of what they're projecting. Reality shows, more violent than any rap video you ever seen, but we still talk about how bad the rappers are.
Right.
So powerful, my brother.
I can give you diamonds all day long. But go ahead. I'd rather hear y'all. Go ahead.
We definitely appreciate you, man. And I don't know if you're following us on Facebook, but our Facebook is facebook.com/ It's Real Talk Radio. It's not spelled no fancy way or nothing. Straight out / It's Real Talk Radio. You can pull us right up. And, you know, definitely, man. It's been a pleasure. What's your name again, brother?
Q.
Definitely shout out to you, Q, for giving us that enlightening statement. Definitely was a pleasure having you on. And, yeah, man, that was definitely food for thought. What do you guys think? Nishine, what do you think about what he had to say?
Yeah, like, I totally agree with him. These days, the reason, well, it's not really the main reason why females do the implants. They got something going on within their self, insecurities, and all types of stuff. They do it for the men, too, because men put females down, or she ain't got a big ass, so what if this chick implants?
Coming from a booty clapper.
Fake Let me get up.
Yeah, that's right.
So that I can get some attention from the men now. You know what I mean? And that a lot of times women do that. Or let me get some titties so a man can look at me now. That, I mean, some females do think like that. They do. Or let me get this bypass surgery so I can lose all this weight so I can get all the attention in the world. They're not doing it for the right reason. Doing it for themselves.
That's because men out there today are looking for friends with benefits, a booty call, some ass, whatever you want to call it. They're not looking,
looking for
a lady.
Big butt. That's why most of the they're looking for big booties now these days.
Well, it depends on what culture. Black men love big butts. A lot of white guys, I'm not saying all white guys, but a lot of white guys like, what is so big? Ugh.
White guys loving a black big butt too now.
No, that's why I said not all of them. No, yes. But a black guy's big butt and a white guy's big butt is not the same big butts.
They're not.
This is true.
I'm gonna let's create an example. I would say like Trina. She has a really Trina has a really huge behind, right?
That's a black girl.
That's a good example, right? A lot of white guys would be like, I would rather have Britney Spears than Trina because she's more portioned. Like a lot of white guys would. I'm just keeping it a buck. You know what I mean? So it's not the same. But some white guys do love big butts. Most of them are the white guys that like to hang out with black people, and they like black culture, and they appreciate black women and all that stuff. But for the most part, like your typical white guy, the CEO of the company, typically wants a woman 5'5", blonde, 110, 15, maybe 20 pounds, blue eyes, long blonde hair, and, you know, slim.
Man,
that's
like
how it usually goes, you know?
Yeah, they're like that Halle Berry type. Like, she's not too thick, but then she's not slim at all either.
Yeah, I like Halle, but I could go for a little bigger booty than that. But I'm not complaining. I'm not complaining about her body. I could go for a little bigger booty. I would take Trina over Halle. I would take Serena Williams over Halle.
Yeah, that's a black booty though. I'm talking about the white booty. Like they would like the Halle Berry.
Well, Halle Berry looks. I know Halle Berry's mixed, but she looks black to me. I consider her a sister.
Yeah, I do too.
But she got white. Yeah, that's a white booty.
That's the white side.
Definitely.
She
got
a
black face. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like black face.
She
got a white
boot.
That's true. Half and half. Yeah.
A lot of people, it seems like a lot of people are basing like a lot of these injections and implants on like the way women are perceived by the public and like the pressure that a woman is in to be the sexiest. Like, women are so competitive. I know men are competitive, but is it safe to say that women might be more competitive than men when it comes to gender?
Oh, yes.
I think
so. When
it
comes to gender, a female to a female is more competitive than a man to another man, in a sense, at least in certain perspectives. Like, when it comes to appeal, guys like to compete. You know, the bodybuilders and all that, they're obsessed with that stuff. But your average everyday woman is competing with your average everyday woman. But your average everyday man isn't necessarily competing, like not like two women are competing.
Yeah, I agree with that. And here's my example of that. Let's take it to the point like how a woman goes to a club. She has a dress on, and she would get an attitude if she see another woman with the same dress she have on.
If she look better.
If she feel like she look better, definitely she's going to have an attitude like, what's she doing with my dress on? Guys aren't like that. We ain't like that. We saying like, oh, well, we automatically feel like we rocking the better. We ain't going to catch an attitude when we want to fight the dude because he got the same kicks we got on. I mean, I think women are more competitive with them than we are. I mean, I can agree with that. Do y'all agree with that? Miss Behave, you agree with that?
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that.
Didn't you agree with that?
I'm not.
Yeah, I agree with it.
Okay. Looks like it's unanimous. Sarge, what about you?
Yeah, you already know I agree with it.
Yeah. Wow, that's what we're actually unanimous about. Wow, that's kind of rare. That we all are unanimous on something.
Yeah.
I've been beaten into submission. I just.
Well, at some point you're gonna come out of lock. You're gonna come out of it.
Yeah, and it's gonna
be
real.
Be something. You're just gonna come out of it. Something. Until then, you beat down to submission right now. So you can enjoy it while you can.
That's right. No, y'all need to enjoy it while you can.
Ooh. Oh, I'm good. Ooh. I'm good. So you know, it's good to have a balance. It's good to have a balance. So you know,
it is.
Yeah, no doubt.
I got a soft side. I got a soft side.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I'm
pretty
sure you
got
did.
Different.
Let's
you
put
know.
The knife down.
But for some reason, I feel like that I feel like right now. We're cutting into misbehaves like booty call time for some reason. I don't know why. I just like a voice is saying in my head, like, listen, you are interrupting misbehave from getting laid, so let misbehave do what she got to do so she can go. So I'm going to do your closing segment, misbehave. I'm going to let you go
ahead.
Oh,
my goodness. Don't try to blame it on me. I can get a booty call anytime. I don't need it at this time.
I notice a bird. A bird howling.
Why your voice changed all of a sudden? You got your little friend over there waiting. All of a sudden, your voice tone didn't change.
Yo,
your voice
nice,
got
man.
All raspy.
Stop acting like you know. Y'all,
she probably got
right
her
now.
Leg right now. She probably over
he
there.
He
like,
hit the nail
on y'all,
the head,
right up.
Why are you always on her? You are forever on her.
I'm telling you, it's a love-hate relationship. I mean,
it really is. I'm glad it's you and not me now. Now it's you. It's not me. What is me?
No, it's like, you know, when you're in school and the kid that likes you is mean to you. That's what it is, because he really has a thing for me. Right, Tay?
Oh, damn. That's the same thing Missy Nae said, like, a couple of shows ago. Like, god damn, it was a couple shows ago. Then now it's misbehave.
So you got working relationships.
Yeah.
I like all women. I just love women. I
like
everybody.
You like me a lot. You like
it.
You like to be mean to me.
No, I'm just keeping it a buck. Hey, I ain't trying to knock your hustle, man. You got to, you know, go.
You know, everybody,
get
why
skirt, skirt thing. Go get your Miss Skirt Skirt on.
No. Yeah, everybody, why he's. The reason why he is saying that.
Name
right
change.
Now, the reason why he is saying that right now is because he just walked into the room and is waiting for me.
Uh-oh.
Oh!
They be giving people names now.
Oh, man.
But
you naming people.
I said, fight fire. I see what it is. Fight fire with fire, so I respect that. I respect that.
I'm having a good time. I'm having a good time listening.
Remember she said she was going to get me. Y'all remember that earlier. She ain't
exactly,
right
yeah,
time.
I heard that.
She ain't even
oh,
right time. She's getting right into it.
There's more to come, baby. All right, so we're going to take it down
right.
a notch and go ahead and do just the facts with misbehave. I'm going to be talking about body dysmorphic disorder, which is basically when you look in the mirror and you see flaws about yourself, things you don't like you say you're fat, but you're really not fat. You don't see what everybody else sees. And a lot of times these people are the ones that are getting the plastic surgery. So I'm going to talk about that for a little bit. Most of us have something we don't like about our appearance, a crooked nose, an uneven smile, or eyes that are too large or too small. And though we may fret about our imperfections, they don't interfere with our daily lives. But people who have body dysmorphic disorder think about their real or perceived flaws for hours each day. They can't control their negative thoughts and don't believe people who tell them that they look fine. Their thoughts may cause severe emotional distress and interfere with their daily functioning. They may miss work or school, avoid social situations, and isolate themselves, even from family and friends, because they fear others will notice their flaws. They may even undergo unnecessary plastic surgeries to correct perceived imperfections, never finding satisfaction with the results. BDD, which is what body dysmorphic disorder, is a body image disorder characterized by persistent and intrusive preoccupations with an imagined or slight defect in one's appearance. People with BDD can dislike any part of their body, although they often find fault with their hair, skin, nose, chest, or stomach. In reality, a perceived defect may only be a slight imperfection or non-existent. For some with BDD, the flaw is significant and prominent, often causing severe emotional distress and difficulties in daily functioning. BDD most often develops in adolescents and teens, and research shows that it affects men and women almost equally. About 1% of the United States population has BDD. The causes of BDD are unclear, but certain biological and environmental factors may contribute to its development, including genetic predisposition, neurobiological factors such as malfunctioning of serotonin in the brain, personality traits, and life experiences. People with BDD suffer from obsessions about their appearance that can last for hours or up to an entire day. Hard to resist or control, these obsessions make it difficult for people with BDD to focus on anything but their imperfections. This can lead to low self-esteem, avoidance of social situations, and problems at work or school. People with severe BDD may avoid leaving their homes altogether and may even have thoughts of suicide or make a suicide attempt. BDD sufferers may perform some type of compulsive or repetitive behavior to try to hide or improve their flaws, although these behaviors usually give only a temporary relief. Examples of some behaviors are camouflaging, comparing body parts to others' appearance, seeking surgery, checking in the mirror constantly, avoiding mirrors, skin picking, excessive grooming, excessive exercise, and changing clothes excessively. People with BDD also commonly suffer from the anxiety disorders, obsessive compulsive disorder, social anxiety disorder, as well as depression and eating disorders. BDD can also be misdiagnosed as one of these disorders because they share a similar symptom. The intrusive thoughts and repetitive behaviors exhibited in BDD are similar to the obsessions and compulsions of someone with the OCD, which is obsessive compulsive disorder, Avoiding social situations is similar to the behavior of some people with social anxiety disorder. To get an accurate diagnosis and appropriate treatment, people must mention specifically their concerns with their appearance when they talk to a doctor or mental health professional. A trained clinician should diagnose BDD. And I wanted to let everybody know out there, if you think you might have BDD, there's a website that you can go on, and they have tests, a self-test, and you can click on it and take this test to see if you might have BDD. You can go on www.adaa.org and just click on body dysmorphic disorder.
Wow. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Everybody wake up.
Everybody sitting over here just still like, well, okay, wow. Like, first time I've heard of that.
Yeah, it is first time I heard of it.
Well, I learned about it. You know, you all know that I have my degree in psychology, and when I was in college, I learned about body dysmorphic disorder. And ever since then, you know, when I see, like, one of my friends are constantly doing some of those behaviors, you know, I always say, hey, maybe you have body dysmorphic disorder. Maybe you should check it out.
What is it? Body dyslexic disorder?
No. It's body dysmorphic disorder.
Dysmorphic disorder.
So that doesn't, I have a question. That doesn't have anything to do with, like, how, because I used to see some of these movies how some of the women would be real skinny. They don't like their weight or whatever. They want to eat and throw the food up or something like that. Does that have anything to do with that?
Well, it can commonly coexist, but what you're talking about, the people that eat a lot and then throw it up, those are called bulimics. And the women the women that just are way too skinny and they don't eat because they think they're fat, that's anorexia.
Yeah.
But those things commonly go hand in hand with body dysmorphic disorder.
I figured. Okay.
It's a big self-esteem thing, huh?
It's huge self-esteem. It's all about what they see in the mirror. No matter how many times people tell them, you know, how pretty they are or that they're being hard on themselves or give them compliments, they just don't see it. And they have just a negative train of thoughts constantly going around in their head. And they it's very serious. It's very serious emotional distress. And what surprised me about it is that it affects girls as much as boys. It's the same amount of people. It's almost exact amount. Percentage.
Yeah. That it affected men, though. I guess because you never really hear about it, like, you hear more of females doing it than men.
Right. I know I've heard that. I know I heard that a lot of gay men I've heard have been diagnosed with this disorder. Now, they're not nowhere near the only men that have been diagnosed with this disorder, but I've heard that's common today, in today's world.
Wow.
Because it's the same thing, you know, the need to be pretty, the need to feel confident about yourself.
Feel confident, feel desired. And I guess that BDD leads to stuff like implants and butt injections and all that, huh?
Absolutely. You know, you see people doing that. They're, you know, a lot of times it's the people that you see that keep going under the knife over and over and over. And I would assume that probably Michael Jackson had this because, you know, he kept going under. He never looked good enough for him. He hated the way he looked. He changed it completely, as we saw. And he continued to the day he died. And we all know that he was kind of a shy, you know, different kind of guy. So I think maybe he struggled with body dysmorphic disorder.
And he probably did.
Yeah.
When I watched a movie of him, it like, you know, the Jackson 5, you know, he always had a problem with the way he looked. He never liked the way he looked.
Right.
Yeah, he also had a problem with his nose, too. I remember watching the movie, he complained to his mother that he didn't like his nose.
Yeah, and this all starts taking place in adolescent and teen years. So it's not something that you just one day get. This is something that grows stronger inside of you. You may feel like, you know, oh, my hair doesn't look good, or I don't like my butt, or whatever. But that's completely different from obsessing over it constantly to the point where you want to kill yourself over it. And a lot of people get to that point.
Mm, man.
Wow.
That's
serious.
You know what? I'm going to ask you, now that you brought that up, I'm glad you did. I'm going to, like, look that up more into it. It's pretty interesting. I've always been a person that's fascinated with, like, human behavior. Like, why people behave the way they do. Why do they react the way they do in certain situations? I've always been interested in that type of stuff. You know,
well, maybe you have a calling in psychology.
Remember when I told y'all most psych majors are jackasses? I really meant that. Misbehaving cool people. But psych majors are dick. I could never be that much of a dick. Like, you ever had a conversation? Mark, too, have you ever had a conversation with a psych major? I met this one chick, man. Let me tell you, man. She talked to me like I was her patient. I was just trying to holler at her like a regular female, right? Like, hey, how you doing? Okay, you look nice. I didn't know you was that old, but you look good for your age. Jeez, you know? And I said that, so I'm thinking that in my head. And so I talked to her, got her number and stuff, and we had some phone conversations, and she started, like, diagnosing me. And I'm like, what the hell? This ain't no therapy session.
You know, some people need to know how to draw the line between their work life and their home life.
See, if you got somebody, see, if I had a psychologist or a therapist, I would want to be, like, misbehaved. You know, like just straight down the earth, could talk about anything.
Yeah.
She could relate to me. And, that's cool, but not like the bougie, uptight, I'm better than you. I make $100,000 a year. Not that kind. Like, no.
No, I wasn't that. I'm not that kind. I mean, I spent several years doing in-home intensive therapy with at-risk youth. That's who I worked with. I worked with the kids. And your teenagers. And, yeah, they used to say the same thing, that they felt like they could talk to me because I was chill, I was laid back, I didn't try to get all up in their business. I just chilled, let them talk, you know.
Man, that's what's up, man. Shout out to them, everybody with bachelor's degrees, master degrees, people that's doing big things like majoring in psychology and all that stuff, man, business, majors and people that's out there getting it. Shout out to everybody that's doing something positive with their life, man. And with that being said, it's about that time for our closing statement. So how are we going to start this? Who want to go first?
Nizzy Nay.
Yeah, Nizzy Nay. Why not? Nizzy Nay.
What? Why y'all pick me, though? Why y'all?
Because if I didn't pick you, he was going to pick me.
Know it. I just sound about right.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate the love.
The only other girl threw you under the bus.
I would just have to say, don't get no implants and injections. It's not worth it. You know what I mean? But look, ladies, if you have some like A cups, you might want to think about it. Get some implants. I'm just saying. Like, a man does not want to feel a chest like his. Like, he wants to feel like a little butt there.
Oh, you are going wrong with it now.
I'm hurting for them girls with A cups right now. I feel like that was just like they like that's a real ouch moment for them.
Those girls out there listening with body dysmorphic disorder right now are. They're like,
definition.
They're on the edge right now.
Like, you might, a couple of people might have just went on ahead and just jumped based on what you just said. So
exactly.
Good
she said,
job,
I didn't say nothing
on
show.
Three more people just died because of you.
I wanted to go first, so shit.
Good job. Way to bring them down.
We didn't say,
I would have said,
tell our listeners.
Some push-ups.
Don't say do some push-ups.
That's what Kelly Rowland did. She had A cups. She was looking kind of manly. And she got her little implant. And now you can't even really tell that she has it.
She said
like,
she looks manly, y'all. Yeah, that's the first time I never heard nobody say Kelly looked like a man. But then again, everybody was talking about Beyonce. Nobody was talking about Kelly.
She did it. She was flat-chested. Man. She didn't have shit. She had, like, little mosquito bites.
What?
But you know what? I don't think that she had too much, though. She could have overdid it. She could have overdid it.
But she didn't. But she did it. She did it just right.
She did. That's like what I'm saying. You know, you can. I know it's not safe. Number one, it's not safe. I don't think it's safe. But if you're going to do it, don't overdo it. But like you were saying, misbehave with the conditions or whatever that are causing them to go overboard, I guess.
Yeah.
That's, I don't know.
No doubt, man. Sarge.
Man, I'm put it like this. This is done. Get that ass done, because Sarge like to look. And I can't touch no more, so put me in the studio, and Nizzy Nay booty clapping. I'm going to watch it for a while. I'll be just like Mookie in there, just like, nah, man, that's nice right there. So where'd you get that? I'm going to talk you down. But yeah, man, that's all I'm like. Give it. I say don't get carried away with it. I always keep it in mind that, you know, it's like a tattoo. You get one booty cheek done, you got to get the other one done. Then pretty soon you get both done at the same time.
Oh, my goodness.
And then, you know, look, I'm cool. I'm cool with small titties now. Don't put me around small titty women. Small titty women. With the big nipples, I love them damn things. No, don't put them small titties down.
Okay.
Shout out to the big nipple click.
Next. Catch me in my eye.
Just because you have big nipples doesn't mean that you have small breasts.
No.
That is very true. My breasts.
Big nipples are like
small.
Fun to suck, but I ain't gonna go there.
Take it from someone who knows.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. If I'm sucking a nipple, I wanted to make sure that it's like, I like it when it's like something to grip on, not like.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like,
me
you can a grip on,
I don't
like,
want to hear what you want.
Right, well, anyway,
moving on.
Anyway. Anyway, where we at? Miss Hayes?
Let's go blast down there.
Oh my god.
Man. That's crazy.
Yeah, they crazy. They fools.
Okay.
Bunch of hyenas.
Like, he just turned it to another level, though. He was just sitting there talking about nipples. And I'm not trying to hear that shit from Tay. Like, I don't want to hear that.
That is something
I did not want to hear. I'm not trying to hear what you like. and nipples and shit. That's something, you know. That's
hey,
something
man,
I don't
nipples,
like.
Man. We on It's
shit.
Real Talk Radio, man. We keep it a buck. You already know how we
do.
He said nipples and shit.
You would not be able to participate. You would not be able to handle
man,
cool energy.
Shit.
I'm telling you, they go like this is nothing. I'm rated G compared to them. Trust me. Shout out to the Cool Energy once again. All the whole Shelby Raw.
Yeah,
but,
I had to tune in to
yeah,
that. Oh yeah.
Misbehave. Let's hear it.
You know, I'm just gonna say that I understand where people are coming from. That gets plastic surgery sometimes because there are certain things that everybody would like to fix about themselves. Now, whether they get plastic surgery to do so or not is a different story, but I think there's a valid reason for it a lot of the time. And like you said, like if you have really small breasts, you may want to get, you know, implants because people might think like Nizzy Nay and think you're bored. So, you know, you might want to get implants.
Not with the big nipples.
So, I mean, coming from somebody who has a natural large chest, I can't relate to that. But I can relate to having little things about myself that I would like to change. But, you know, those are the things that when you get older and you get wiser, you realize that that stuff is not important anyway, you know, and you have to have confidence in yourself and if you don't think you're pretty, nobody will.
No doubt.
Somebody will.
No doubt. I would say as far as implants, injections, and just being a Barbie, you know, like I said, me and Nizzy, they talked about that last year. Being a Barbie is basically just being a doll, just all this stuff that's not real, just adding on, whether it's nails, fake eyelashes. I don't care what anybody says. Like, to me, fake eyelashes are like a train. Like, I know fake eyelashes when I see it. You can't fool me. You look like a man trying to look like a woman. I just want the ladies that wear fake eyelashes to know
goodness.
That. Anyway, as far as implants, injections, all that stuff, I think that insecurity definitely plays a role. Some people want to just be able to look at themselves and say, like, well, I think I look beautiful. Screw what somebody else thinks, but I think that's still insecurity, whether it's for you or somebody else. It's like, I don't like the way I look, regardless if it's for me or somebody else. So I'm going to change it and enhance it. You know, it's kind of, don't get me wrong, this might sound a little cruel, but it's kind of fun, like kind of bashing people like that because you, it's like you don't really feel sorry for them in a sense that, like, it's just like they just... I don't know. I just don't feel sorry for, you know, those situations. Like, you are the way you are made. You know what I mean? And you can just be natural. Like, be beautiful. Just beautiful the way you are. I don't care. Y'all know that song, You're Beautiful the Way You Are. It's not enough songs like that right now. It's not enough uplifting stuff. You know what I mean? Like, it's not enough uplifting, encouraging things. Like, people aren't telling their kids they're beautiful and stuff like that no more. Like, it's just too much. It's too much reality, too much glamour, too much of all of that stuff. You know what I mean? We need to get back to that stuff, man. But, you know, I don't know, man. I just want people to, like, to believe in themselves and love themselves and accept themselves for the way they are. If it's for a health reason, that doesn't count. You don't fall under the Barbie category for that. But if it's doing it just for glamour, then, yeah, I'm just like, I'm not feeling it. I'm sorry. That's just keeping it real.
On Real Talk Radio.
You know how we do it.
Yeah.
All day. One
Mark two. Mark two. Closing statement.
Well, I would say about the injection thing, I don't think it's safe. But like I was saying before, I can, like, from what Ms. Behave was saying, I can understand, like, how some women probably feel like they need that. But I personally think that it ain't safe. And women are beautiful inside. And for them to want to mess their body up by trying to make themselves look different, it creates even more problems for them. that even if a male would decide to do it also, it's going to create even more problems. You'll be looked at, but then you'll have problems in the process. So my closing to that would be, don't get it. Love yourself. Please do.
Yep.
Nobody's going to love you more than you love yourself.
That's right.
No doubt about that. And, Mark, too, before we close out, hey, man, I don't know about that dope mixtape you got coming, man.
Oh, yeah, I got a mixtape coming. It's titled Second to None. And it's one of the dopest to come out. I've been working at it. It's done. It's being hosted by my homie, my other producer, King Griff from HD Records. It's featuring your boy, Tayrell, Dark Steel, Mr. Sinister, Vet Stunner. And we also got a bonus track that everybody, I'm sure, going to be waiting to hear. I'm not going to disclose that right now. I'm going to wait till it drops, and everybody's going to enjoy it. I have so much coming up. Too Real have so much coming up. I'm just thankful that I was able to be on this show with everybody again. And I'm looking forward to being on it once more. And also having some music down the line so everybody be able to enjoy my music. I want to thank everybody for tonight.
Thanks for coming.
Shout out, Mark.
Always a pleasure to have you on, boy, Mark, too. Shout out to everybody that called in. I was listening in the chat room, online, or called in. Shout out to Shelby Raw and the Cool Energy Movement. Shout out to Q, who dropped some very good knowledge on us not too long ago. He had some very good, deep stuff to say. It really food for thought, you know. Yeah. Always shout out to Mark, too, for joining us. And once again, you are tuned into It's Real Talk Radio. Catch us next Monday, every Monday at 9 p.m., Eastern Standard Time. We are your hosts.
Kay.
I am, huh?
Kay, I wanted to say real quick, if you didn't get the web address, if you think you might have body dysmorphic disorder, it's ADAA.org. And on there's tests that you can take.
Yeah, no doubt. Are you saying me or people in general?
No, I'm saying people in general. I mean, if you feel like you need to take it.
Oh, I thought you was like trying to throw a shot at me or something.
I mean, if you feel like you need to take it. No.
Well, I thought that was like a get one more shot in them real quick before we close out.
No, not this time, baby.
Yeah, but definitely check out that link. It's, you know, that's some good stuff right there that Miss Behavior's talking about. It's some definitely interesting, something to make you think. And, you know, I don't know if what I said, my closing statement, it didn't come off right because I'm getting kind of tired. I didn't mean to sound like when I was like, it's like kind of funny. I'm kind of tired. Like, I'm really not an ignorant person. Like, I really am with anybody. People who know me know I'm the type of person, you can talk to me about anything, and I'm with uplifting people. I don't want to sound like Nizzy Nizz, like I want people to go sit there rest after hearing a show. I don't want people to sound like that. I don't think that really came off right. Like, I want people to be confident. I just don't like seeing people not being confident. It, like, hurts my feelings because I want people to love themselves and be confident, accept themselves for who they are and the way God made them. That's me. So I think that's better. That's better than everything I said right there. That's the way I want to close out. That's how T Real closes out. That's right there.
Way to come through in the clutch there.
Yeah, okay. that was Jordan. 2 seconds left, game winner right there. I had to bounce back.
Free throw shots.
I was misrepresenting myself. But hey guys, it's been definitely fun. Once again, you're tuned into It's Real Talk Radio. We are your hosts. I am T Real.
I am Nizzy Nang.
It's your girl, Misbehave.
And it's the baby, Sarge.
Catch us next week, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks for tuning in. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
You've been listening to It's Real Talk Radio with Tay Real and Nizzy Nay. Facebook us at It's Real Talk Radio. Tweet us at It's Real Radio MP. Or you can just shoot